and minerals, helps prevent dehydration, alleviates diarrhea, and can help with fussy eaters. To strike pure gold for your horse, visit group1feeds.com.au. 100% Australian owned and operated. Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Randwick and Flemington. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, great to have you as a part of our preview hour now, looking at Randwick. A beautiful day out here. A lot of work staff, a lot of people. He's a regular here, the old Santos van. It's a might be an omen today, might be an omen like Kosciuszko was, that won at Sandown in the UK earlier this morning, that with all the talk about the Kosciuszko draw yesterday. But it's a busy place, Randwick, as we prepare for Colgate Optic White George Main Day. Duff's here, Ron Duffersey, Glenn Munsey will make a massive introduction in a moment. But let's welcome in Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. It's a glorious day out here, but we better bring our listeners and viewers up to date with Eldorado Dreaming and what's unfolded through the week. Can you bring us up to date on the horse?
Yeah, look, we did a number of stable samples from horses that were trained by Ben Smith on Tuesday afternoon. Those samples were taken to our laboratories for analysis, and unfortunately, Eldorado Dreaming returned a irregularity to a prohibited substance. So, look, we endeavoured yesterday afternoon to get another sample from the filly. We had made arrangements for a sample to be analysed overnight if we could get that sample, but unfortunately she didn't want to provide that sample, so we couldn't do the analysis, and as a result she's had to be withdrawn from the tea race today.
Okay. Earlier in the week, you visited Ben Smith Stables at Randwick, Newcastle, I should say, and that was because of two irregularities that came back.
That's correct, Andrew. There was irregularities reported to the stewards, myself and Philip Dingwall. With our investigators, went to the stables of Ben Smith at Newcastle. Just as we well documented now, there's been a number of substances that were taken, and they're being currently analysed along with those samples that I just referred to earlier.
Okay, and have you taken samples from all horses that were trained by Ben?
Not all horses, but there was a number of samples taken. Obviously, we were keen to find out the result for Eldorado Dreaming prior to today, which we've received, and we'll await early next week for some of those other samples to be reported back to us before we decide the way forward with the investigation.
And I know that you've taken phone evidence and laptop computers and things like that, but I guess it's going to be weeks rather than days when the hearing will take place. Will we hear about the samples that were taken? Will we be hearing what's in those samples prior to the hearing?
Look, well, as soon as we are in a position to make a release regarding the race day samples that were referred to, we'll certainly do that in accordance with our normal protocols. But look, there's a fair bit of water to go under the bridge, Andrew. We've got to go through that forensic material, making sure that we do a thorough investigation, but obviously understanding at the same time that there's a need to have the matter progress as quick as possible.
Understand. All right, so that brings us up to date on the Ben Smith case from this week. And from a personal point of view, we do hope that everyone around the staff and Ben are doing it okay while this is all happening. Mark, it's, as I said at the start, a beautiful day out here for Winks and everything else. As a steward, you can't wait for the next sort of 5 weeks to unfold. What have you got for us today?
Yeah, Andrew, in the second race, number four Charge, out of the Rosebud at Rosehill on the 11th of August. It did just hang out on the home turn, took some time to balance up in the early part of the straight. Chris Wallace decided to put the Bugle Cheeker on the near side on Sandbar, and it was only beaten ahead there when finishing second to Sandbar, I should say. Race three, Andrew, number seven, Instant DeVries at Randwick on the 1st of September, finished four lengths and finishing last behind Goodfella, but look, it never really got clear running at all on the straight, and it couldn't be tested, and it certainly should have finished much closer than what the form suggests. Also, number 11, All Too Soon at Randwick on the 1st of September. We did speak to Ty England and expect the performance, but look, it had a pretty tough run. It was three wide, no cover. There was a strong headwind at the back straight on that day, which the horse was forced to race into. Race run at a genuine tempo, and Ty England just said to his head to make use of the horse much sooner than what he'd expected, and given the circumstances, he wasn't too disappointed with the run. It also did pull up with a thump subsequent to the race, so had some excuses there when only beaten three lengths by the Lord Mayor. Race number seven, Fiesta, I thought was worth a mention, finishing second, beating the length of Pure Elation at Randwick on the 1st of September. It was slow to begin that day, went back on the draw. And it did have some difficulty experiencing clear running between the 300 and the 200 metres at the weave its way through the field, and certainly should have finished a little closer than the length to Pure Elation. Take it into also number 13, Sangeeta, same day on the 1st of September. First up on that occasion, finished ninth behind Regan A, but near 1,000 metres had to be steadied from heels. It was then held up a clear run in the early part of the straight. It was checked at the 300 metres, and then over the final 150 metres, it couldn't also be tested. So it probably was unlucky not to finish much closer than what it should have. And the last one to mention, number six, Sun Craze, Rose Hill on the 8th of September. Corey Brown just reported that the 450 metres had blundered quite badly, became unbalanced, and as a result, he didn't test it from that point. That was due to the heavy track, and connections have indicated Sun Craze has pulled up well, so I wouldn't put much weight on the performance there on that occasion. It had some excuses.
Got some physio treatment, I think, through the week because of that Sun Craze. Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you out here right through the day.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffus, he's here. How was it, Duff? Everything good out there?
Beautiful.
And Glenn Munsey's here from TAB. Morning to you, Munz.
Morning, Benz. Morning, Ronnie. I would like to issue a complaint if, you know, Lindsay and Nevesh are still going. You know, everyone got their coffee, boys, but this little black duck, no Pepsi Max.
Oh, come on. No, hang on. Here we go. Max is at the door and opening it up. And here's the presentation from the ATC.
Thank you, boys. I take everything back. Yeah. I take everything back. Sorry.
Well done.
Yes. No show without punch.
No. Okay. And Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Munz. Looking nice and cosy there this morning, boys. And very much looking forward to the racing this afternoon. Obviously, when Winx races, it's always a great day. So looking forward to it.
Yep, all the flags are up, the big blue and white flags of Winx and the sunshine and 31 degrees. It's probably just the picture-perfect day to come and see one champion there.
Yeah, and Simon, new-looking website for Racing and Sport looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, thanks, Ronnie. Been a long time coming. We've been working on it for the last 12 months, and happy to have a bit of a soft launch yesterday. And, look, it's all working well. We've had a lot of positive feedback on Twitter, and obviously, if you find anything amiss, be certain to send it through to raceday@racingandsports.com.au. Happy to work through and any changes people would like to suggest. But, yeah, very happy with it, Ronnie. So, been a long time coming, and Gary's certainly over the moon with it.
Yeah, fantastic. I'll give you a tip, Simon. If there is anyone finds anything wrong with it, they will send you something. They won't need the address or anything like that. They'll find you. You could be hidden in a cave in the outer Mongolia, and they'll find you if there's any blue with it.
I'll give you another tip. If Gary's happy, you're happy.
That's it. No, there's a reason I've unplugged my phone on the desk. I don't take the calls anymore.
No, you'll be right. It's all there at Racing and Sports for sure. All right, let's get a cracking. We've got nine magnificent races to look at, and it begins with the TAB Highway at 10 past 12.
Yeah, today's TAB Highway is a Class 3 event over 1,000 metres, and we start with Equal Balance here, who's a $4.40 chance. Rhyming Puppet at $7, and Rhyming Puppet has blinkers on today. Bocelli, and the man you were looking for, Andrew, was Andrea Bocelli, the Italian opera singer. Morning to Tash and Patrick. It's a $6. I'll tell you what, they'd be on the road already.
Yeah,
you know.
They would be now.
It's a $6 chance. Lifesaver is a $5.50 chance. Lord Denman at $15. We've got Princess Lottie out Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Missed out Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Cheatham with the synthetic hoof filler on, it's an $11 chance. Klang's Victory out, no deduction. Say Stella at $3.70 makes it favourite. Prince Planet at $41. Bank of Erin came out Friday, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Caccini at $19. Our Rose Marie is a $34 chance, and Jack Niffe is a scratching note. Well, I said this on Thursday.
What's it called?
Mac de Niffe, so this must be Jack Niffe. Best supported runner here easily is C. Stella. Now, this was the first horse they went into in the early bird specials yesterday. Went in at 440, then came back and had another dip at 420. It's now a $3.70 chance. It's got double the investment on what Lifesaver has.
Jack, I've heard it all now. What do you call it?
Jack Niffey.
Jack Niffey.
Yeah.
Simon, please, is Jack Niffey going to take it up here?
Scratch.
Good speed. We have lost a bit of speed with a few scratchings, but they'll certainly roll along here. I think, say, Stella and Rhyming Puppet look to control from the inside. Prince Planet also show speed, and Cheatham should come across from the wire draw, but they'll roll along as expected, 1,000 metres, Ronnie.
Yeah, exactly right. Look, I may have misread this. Money's just coming from everywhere for this thing. I've left out here, see Stella. I couldn't work these Canberra horses out. All I know was that they do look very, very competitive. I had a throw at the stumps with number 2, Rhyming Puppet, here. Really like what this 5-year-old did last prep. He put 3 wins together, maiden, benchmark and a couple of benchmark 60s together, the last one with 62 kilos. The blinkers go back on. He's got an inside draw. I'm leaning at the better odds his way. Equal balance. Back in distance, but has a class edge and speed up front, which will suit him having a last look with the claim here. Bocelli, I like the draw. He's a good talent. I like to hear Tosh show that his attitude's improved a lot this preparation, so that brings him into play with a couple of solid highway runs under his belt last prep. And Lifesaver, good winning first up. Fresh is best for him, so 5 weeks off is the key. Obviously, it's jumped out well, see Stella, and I'm going to have to revisit this race as far as that horse is concerned later on, or that mare's concerned later on. At this stage, 2, 1, 3, and 4.
Yeah, with C. Stella here, first up for the Mattydale Stable. Spoke to Matty yesterday. She's had a few jump outs. She won her most recent one in fairly decent time. He said she's in good order, but he's not going to sit. Certainly was a jump out, suggests he'd go to Sydney, confident she just wins. So there's a bit of confidence around from the stable there. So I want to be with her from that inside draw. Should roll forward and certainly be in it for a long way. I think number 3, Bocelli's certainly talented enough to win this. Just not sure 1,000 metres is his go. I think he's a bit better of a bit further, but if they let rip in front and he can get that suck run from the inside, he can certainly be strong late. Number 1, Equal Balance, thought he did a really good job first up. He wasn't beaten far. Bit of a bunch finish, so a question mark possibly on the form, but he should improve further second up. And number 5, Lord Denman, continues to race well, and just think he's better suited dropping back to 1,000 metres here. He can run well from the good draw. But with, say, Stella first up, my numbers 10, 3, 1 and 5.
10, 3, 1 and 5 there from Simon. Darren Flindell, he likes Equal Balance coming for Kurt Goldman. 1 on top to beat 3, 4 and 10 for race caller Darren Flindell. Righto, to race 2 we go, the Schweppes Heritage, and we see Santos today.
Yes, and beautiful sponsors, of course, Schweppes, and probably combining great Schweppes and Heritage. Me, I've been here for a long while. Santos with the blinkers on today, a $3.60 chance. Merrill is at $9. Neutrality, the favourite, at $2.30. Charge with a nearside bubble checker on, a lugging bit on, and the chitin noseband off. It's at $5.50. Ragged Rascal at $26. Omar at $16. Hoags with the blinkers on and the winkers off at $71. Host Win Supreme out no deduction. And Prophet's Thumb is a $7.50 chance. Well, Neutrality, first bet yesterday in the early bird special was $20,000 on it at $2.30. There's no deduction for Host Win Supreme, so they can make a decent book there. It's just got just under double what Santos has had on it. Now, they took $4 in the early bird special off us, was wound into $3.70 at that stage, and it's been $3.60 so far this morning. They're a very, very long way ahead of Charge.
Did you note that none of us supported you in the way, you've been around for a while and you do a good job and all that?
I didn't say I did a good job, Andrew. I just said I've been around a long while.
Simon Denopoulos, here's the pace in race 2, the Heritage.
Yeah, certainly. I think the draw suits Neutrality. He can come across and find the front fairly comfortably. I think Omar looks to also track across. Merrill shouldn't be too far away, and Santos just gets into a lovely stalking position from that inside draw, Ron.
Yeah, I like him. I know he's got the weight penalty here for the obviously the 59, and he's given three or 2.5 kilos to most runners here. But I still love the way that he's trialled. He looked good. We're working between races recently. Little concern with the scratching recently when they're all bullish of running him at 1,200. All of a sudden, there's been a change of plan to be at 11. And I'm very, I'm bullish about his chances. I thought he was the gamble of the day, but I'm very concerned he smells in the betting. One bookie chased him out to $4.80 yesterday, and when the afternoon special come on, Neutrality was the first horse everyone wanted to back. So that concerns me. Maybe I'm flying solo here, but I'm going to go the line with him. But I just think he smells a bit in the betting. One Santos, three Neutralities, obviously the big danger. Four Charge, maps quite nicely here. Fresh back in distance with a trial. Well, not back in distance, fresh with a trial, I should say. And best of the rest. This is an interesting filly, this. Prophet's Thumb. They tell me she's been a bit of a work in progress, a bit of a hothead. I think she was hard to break in and wouldn't some barrier issues with her. But, boy, like what she's done in her short career to date in trials and that maiden win. 1, 3, 4, and 9.
Yeah, similar numbers here. Ronnie just got Neutrality on top. I just think the map sets up so well for him. He can come across from that draw. And just thought he did a really good job first up in the San Domenico. Obviously, no match for Graf there. But I think that should give him a good platform for this. Obviously, Graf has come out with a very good performance. And Jonker also ran well in the run to the Rose last weekend. So I think he can springboard off that. He's got a run under the belt. And probably the biggest tick, he gets back on a firmer footing. So I think he leads. He's going to be really hard to gun down. I think the clear danger is Santos, Blinker's first time. Hugh Bowman booked. He gets into a lovely stalking position from the inside draw. So there's a bit to like about him. Just gives weight away and a fitness edge. That's the one concern for me. But they're heading to the Coolmore with him, so they want to see him run well this afternoon. Number four, Charge, a really good winner first up, and then only narrowly beaten in the Rosebud. Freshened up here, 35 days, a nice soft trial. J-Mac booked. He's going to run well. And number six, Omar. I know he steps up sharply in grey, but he's very well bred, this horse, and I think he can take that next step. Should come across and possibly eyeball Neutrality. He can run well, but I think the race just sets up really well here for Neutrality. My numbers 3, 1, 4, and 6.
Well, Darren Flindell, while you're really confident on Neutrality, he makes Charge his best bet of the day here for J-Mac and Chris Waller. Four on top to beat 1, 3, and 7. But a super confident Darren Flindell there, Duff, with Charge.
He's a lovely horse. So lots of difference of opinion here. So yep. It's an interesting race, isn't it?
It is for sure. The Schweppes Heritage Race 2. We move to Race 3. Perrette coming out, of course, Roman's son, the other one, in the Shootout Mile.
Yeah, and he was a handy horse, Shootout, wasn't he? We've got Lover Lover here as a $8.50.
Sounds like Simon might have backed the Wallace horse a few times there, Simon.
I had the rent money on him a few times, Shootout, he got there.
Or as Mark Sheen used to call him, he used to call him Shootout. It's an $8.50 chance, Lover Lover here in race number 3. We've got Old North with the cross nose band off at $12. Goodfella at $8.50. Murakeb is a $6 chance. Another dollar at $4.40. That price makes it favourite. Suchet at $9. Instanta Reeve at $14. We've got Perrette, came out Wednesday, basically not long after the market went up at 23 cents the win, 15 cents the place. Roman's Son came out Thursday, 2 cents the win and 2 cents the place. Drockich, thank you, James, I got it right again, at $34. Geez, you were showing concern about my finances yesterday, James Cummings, and all those last race favourites.
Yeah, he was, too.
Yeah, so he scratched one to make sure Trekking had started a shorter price favourite in the last. Thanks for that. Yeah, All Too Soon is a $5 chance here. We've got Resalient at $21. Millshawn to be ridden further forward and with earmuffs on at $26. And Gamble's Town's a $19 chance. Best supported runner here is another dollar, roughly double the investment of the second pick, which is Murakeb. Then not a great deal between Lover Lover, Goodfella, and Instant the Reeve has been 16 into 14 so far this morning.
And there looks to be pace in and outwards here, Simon.
Yeah, just whether or not they're not, I guess you could say, designated leaders. So whether or not it looks only to be sort of an average moderate tempo, Goodfella, I think, certainly wants to utilise that draw and will kick up from the inside. Drockic, Murakeb, and Instant the Reeve. They also press over from that draw. So they're going to be a bit of a jostling for position early, but I don't think they're going to hike along in front, Ron.
No, I agree. It all depends on his getaway. Goodfella can take a few strides to get going. He's a bit of a bit sluggish early, but there's intent with Millshawn out wide there, with Chris saying, I'm going to go forward. But there's negativity with Chris Wallace saying, I know I want to teach this horse to settle in St. Therese. So that makes his task a little bit trickier, trying to get that little bit of cover that they're looking for. I want to be with this tough mare, Another Dollar. She did a terrific job in her initial preparation, going here, there and everywhere up in Queensland, and even getting to the Oaks, and going down by a bob of the head behind a very impressive young star. So I thought she did enough first up. She was well in the market that day, and Best of Days come out, and I thought ran excellent yesterday in the Camerons. All that form is looking quite solid to me now, so I'm comfortable with her on top. Lover. She was good first up as well. She has the quality to measure right up here and did win that Kimber Grange Classic at a mile second up last preparation. So there's a pattern with her to do it well here as well. And obviously she gets the claim and a beautiful draw here to race closer if she needs it as well. Muraqueb, you can pull out some of his form and he shapes right up. Like he's only run at the track and distance. He won a Carbine Club Stakes. He went on and run really well in a all-age stakes. He presents beautifully third up for McDonald here, so lots of pluses with him as well. And Instant Derive's the best long shot with any luck. Just had no luck the other day. 5147.
Yeah, I want to be with the Victorian visitor here in Muraqueb. I just think, as you touched on, Ronnie, he sets up so well third up. And as you mentioned, he won the Carbine and then beaten under 3.5 lengths behind Trapeze Artist in the all-age stakes. He bumped into a pretty smart one in Knight's Watch last start and wasn't disgraced behind Osborne Bulls first up. So I think dropping back to Benchmark 88 company, going through his form, it's the first time he's raced in restricted grade, generally been against group company or open. So I think it's a big drop in class for him, and they find J-Mac. He rolls forward in a race, I don't think with a lot of speed. I think he's going to be in it for a long way. Certainly respect another dollar. I thought she did enough first up to suggest she can take another step forward here. The step up to the miles suits. Shouldn't be too far away from the inside draw. Just needs a bit of luck getting out. But I think she's a nice mare heading the right way. Number 11, all too soon. Just got to give her another chance here. Just thought she was disappointing last start. But she drops back to the mile and a win two back. Certainly has a ride in the mix here. And have to respect the class of number one, Lover. Just wasn't suited in that race. I was surprised how well she ran given the race shape. It was a sit and sprint. She found the line well. Out to the mile second up and gets in well with the claim. She can certainly run well. But with Muraqueb, just think third up, rolls forward, should be in it for a long way. My number's 4, 5, 11 and 1.
Darren Flindell, he likes another dollar, number 5 here, to beat 1, 3 and 7. 5, 1, 3 and 7. And, of course, we're counting down to the preview of Winx, Glenn, but there's the all-out market. There's the obviously the normal market with her as well today.
Yeah, and see, the snipers get you. If you make a blue... You know, there's a bloke just snipped that off, Ronnie. 5,000 a place, Winks at $1.04. CD.
There's only two dividends.
Yeah, only two dividends. He must have thought that was overs. Or he needed the 200. Yeah. Mate, I might have got pinched last night and had to pay the fine.
You've got thrill seekers galore in your
own. Oh, Ronnie. Yeah, mate, we're not here to make wicker baskets, you know. We're here to take a bet.
Dollar for the place. Wouldn't you mind to be travelling that good to do that?
No, Andrew, you have them at the trots.
Let's have a break. It's this is Racing HQ. That's enough out of you, Simon. I'll wind your microphone down. We'll take a break and then we'll be back more previewing Randwick Colgate Optic George Main Day.
What about this?
Breeding for speed.
But all jukebox is another really impressive two-year-old winner.
Jukebox arrives at Aquas Farm, undefeated at 2, bursting with early colonial speed by that speed sire schnitzel. To breed your jukebox hero, see aquasfarm.com.
Dynamics indications Gay and Adrian have a super colt to be owned and raced with Jerry Harvey. By Piero, the champion first and second season sire in Australia, our colt's from Confer, a Group 1 placed mare.
I've been dealing with Dynamics indications now for many, many years. They're good people. We've had a very good relationship over a very long time.
Join Jerry Harvey and Gay Waterhouse in our Piero colt. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
So who are you backing in the next?
Well, I just won at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on any race at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this spring? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like paperwork, haven't. A business loan from Prosper won't add to the pile. Apply online or over the phone in 10 minutes, with just your driver's license, ABN and account details. So if you'd rather do business than paperwork, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Coinciding with the Everest 2018 is the Inglis Ready to Race Sale. Enjoy Australia's biggest race day on Saturday and the sale on Monday. All juveniles are ready for their racing careers. Monday, October 15, visit inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on all races at Randwick and Flemington. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, we welcome HQ Insurance through the Spring Carnival as a co-sponsor of Racing HQ. Dean and the crew there, hope you're enjoying our preview of this massive day at Randwick. And we're up to the first leg of the Big Six, Glenn, and there's a projected pool of around 150,000.
Yeah, 150,000. You know, robbed of a little bit of interest now, this race, Andrew, with Red Zill, but we just hope he's okay.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
And you know, great work. You said it before, but there's a bloke like Peter Stone. That's a decent kick in the guts this morning.
Yeah.
The best horse in your stable, you get there, you arrive there, and there's a problem with him.
Yeah.
And within, what, 20 minutes, on he comes. As though, you know, it just goes to show the quality of person that Peter and Paul are. And all the trainers we've got to give up their time like they do. It's not a hassle.
No.
And as you said, well, you know, an arm and a leg to get a rugby league player, an AFL player,
if someone's broken down. All right, well, Red Zell is undergoing some physio, most likely, as we speak. Boss Lane, the other scratching.
Yeah, this is the Bowman's Office Furniture Shorts here. Good morning to Brian Rudder and all the boys at Bowman's Office Furniture and Cafe and In Situ there at Breesby. We've got Red Zell. The deduction here is 47 cents the win and 25 cents the place. Now, that's in the old market. There is a fresh market up now, pay 1-2. So they're different item numbers here. We've got Brave Smash goes up as a $4.20 chance. The Monstar at 13. English with the synthetic hoof filler off, $2.90 equal favourite. Ball of Muscle with the synthetic hoof filler and the off four at $5. Boss Lane out, no deduction. We've got Big Money at $31. After All That at $41. An Invincible Star. James McDonald has the permission to ride at 54.5 if he has to. It's 54 at the moment, but James can ride it at 54.5 if he has to. And it's a $2.90 equal favourite now with English. Of course, as I said, this is a brand new market operating. And just looking at the old market, it was all about Red Zell, who they took the even money about yesterday. But I tell you, Brave Smash was second pick in the old market.
And without blinkers today, take us through your thoughts now with no Red Zell, Simon, on the pace.
Yeah, I'm hoping they let rip with the Invincible Star from the inside draw. I think she can take it up, but Ball of Muscle certainly it's a tough nut to crack. He's a fast horse, so it's going to be very interesting early what they do if James lets Invincible Star slide and take it up, and then Ball of Muscle comes across, sits outside the lead. The Monstar looks to trail, and then the rest just sort of find their position and sort of, you know, just travel comfortably. But I think Invincible Star can lead Ball of Muscle if they want to. I'm just not sure what James wants to do, Ron.
Yeah, it's a war of words, isn't it? Cause Joe comes out and says, I've got the fastest horse in the country here if I want to use his speed early. And then you got Adrian this morning saying, oh, no, we're going to let her run today. We're going to let her run today. Is this going to be game on, or is this just, you know, ducks and drakes that we're carrying on?
I reckon game on. I reckon neither of them. I reckon Invincible Star may just need this run today, you know, like to really get going.
Yeah.
You know, she's taking on a really hard nut racehorse, Ball of Muscle, like, you know, and it's a long time. She had a long time off. She had two knee operations. She never had the easiest run the other day. And you said she looked a lot more forward than what Red Zell did the other day. So how much has she got left in her?
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say she looked that well. The support was there for her. To say that all it come down to was match practice. You know, when a horse like Red Zell puts paid to you early in the straight, you're entitled to throw it away when you're first up after such a long spell. But she hardly threw it away. What was the finishing margin?
1.2.
Well, you know, when you were covered at the 300, you're entitled, you know, you think, oh, she'll blow out now.
Now, interesting to note, James McDonald rode at 55 yesterday at Newcastle, so are we going to be struggling to get to 54 today?
Yeah, I'm thinking it'll be 54.5. Yeah. Anyway, look, I will gamble on her. Look, this, like I said, this race is a whole new game now. At this stage, 4-9 on top, Invincible Star. Her stablemate, English, if they do get at each other, three of her six wins have been fresh. Brave Smash, I was waiting for him to get to 1,200 with the blinkers, but who knows now? And Ball of Muscle, well, if she does hand up to him, he may run a cheeky race. He is off a win in quite good company there. So, probably more interesting than what when Redzel was when he was in the race.
Yeah, yeah.
9, 4, 2, and 5.
Yeah, with the Invincible Star, it was interesting to see she started favourite ahead of Redzel in the Concours, so there was plenty of market support there, although I think it was possible because of the yard. Many suggested Redzel had more improvement to come, but I agree, Ron. I thought she stuck on fairly well when Redzel had it covered a long way out. He just ambled up to her, but to be beaten just over a length behind, you know, arguably one of the best sprinters, if not the best sprinter in the country, I thought her performance held plenty of merit. I think she can only improve off that. I think she leads from the inside draw. I think they want to see what's under the hood today. So hopefully they let her rip and she'll be hard to gun down. Number 5, Ball of Muscle, did a really good job first up. He can sit outside the lead here. He should be in it for a long way. Number 4, English. Interesting to note, synthetic hoof filler comes off today. So her feet are spot on for a first up. She's obviously heading towards the Everest, but if they overdo it, she can certainly work home into the finish. And number 2, Brave Smash, did enough first up to suggest he can take further improvement here, but again, heading towards the Everest, so just whether this is one run too short. But with Invincible Star, I think she'll lead and it'll be hard to gun down. My number's 9, 5, 4, and 2.
Well, Darren Flindell likes Brave Smash here, number 2, to beat 9, 4, and 5. 2, 9, 4, and 5. What a race it is, the shorts. As Ron said, maybe even with Redzel out, it really has made it even a bit more extra, a mini Everest with the 3 slot horses going into the race.
I'll tell you what, there'll be a few people putting the shorts on here today, 31 degrees.
Exactly. No, it's beautiful.
I wish we could.
Good. We won't know it hit us.
Bring the family, bring the kids, lots of lawn area out the front. The gates open for members at 10:45, general admission at 11, and all the work staff just putting the final touches to Royal Randwick for you. We move to race 5, Glenn.
Yeah, it's the Bill Ritchie. Congratulations to Julie Ritchie, elevated to the position of vice chairman of the ATC, and Maddie McGrath takes over of chairman of the ATC with Laurie Macri standing down because of that's the legislation there. So new helm at the Australian Turf Club, Maddie McGrath and Julie Ritchie. This is the Bill Ritchie Handicap, which of course is Julie's dad. And we've got Music Magnate here as a $13 chance. Pierrata, $2.80 in favourite. Duke of Valentinoir at 51. Tommy's there. Tom Melbourne, $6 the win, $1.85 the place for Tom Melbourne. Always like to put it in. Invictus Prince at $5.50. I Am Coldplay out, no deduction. Flo running in Melbourne, came out Thursday, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Siege of Quebec with a tongue tie on at $4.40. Sambro out, no deduction. Sir Plush at 16. Kaonic came out this morning, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. And Perrette is a $5.50 chance. Well, I'd say because of the uncertainty about a few of these horses, it is one-way traffic here for Pirata. It was $3.50 in the early promotion yesterday, so you've got to take 9 cents off that. But he went up $2.70 this morning, and they've pushed him to $2.80 already, and he's got about 5.5 times the amount of money on him than any other runner.
Invictus Prince?
Well, he's third pick, Andrew. Second pick is actually Tom Melbourne, Invictus Prince's next pick.
Yep.
Well, he was $10 in the early promotion yesterday, so that's probably a better over than the $3.50 Pirata. $10, and he's now a $5.50 chance.
Who takes it up here? I guess Siege of Quebec could rebound here on a better track.
Yeah, it's an interesting speed map, Andrew. Obviously, Siege of Quebec, he doesn't really show a lot of speed early, so Music Magnate possibly could take it up, but I think they'll want to be certainly urgent with Siege of Quebec. Sir Plush drawn the inside of those two, they'll press forward. You got Pirata drawn wide, but I think he just comes across and slots in behind that sort of leading trio. Tom Melbourne, Ron, from Chris Waller, they're going back this morning, I heard. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of what Chris said. I thought he was sort of leaning, sort of just striding forward there, to tell you the truth. Correct. So it's a tactical affair, this. I don't know what to think of this speed map, even though we're only left with 8 runners here. Look, I just, there is negatives with Pirata, but there's no negatives about his talent. Greg said, you know, he had a bit of a blow the other morning, so there's still upside to him, with obviously trying to peak him for an Epsom handicap. But I just still have to lean his way. Tom's the danger. Look, he was terrific first up in that race, the coming through race, and obviously he's fancying a group one there today. He needs a lot to go right, staying at 1400 here from that awkward draw. Invictus Prince. Well, it's a month since that outstanding run in the Winx Stakes, so that's the real form. And I must say, his trial sense was excellent. So he might be a good horse, Invictus Prince. We'll find out today. And likewise, we'll find out with Perrette. We'll find out how good he is as well, because he's way up in class. But one thing that he does have is a nice little racing style for this race. Whatever they're doing up, he'll just mind his own business. And he has got that electrifying burst late. 2, 4, 5, and 12.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. Found it a bit of a tricky day today. I think Pirata at the price, probably one of the better bets, if not the best bet for me. I just think he comes across from that draw, slots in behind that sort of leading trio there, and I think he'll be too good for him. Obviously, coming off a setback, but by all reports, didn't miss any work. But look, I think he's got a bit of talent. He's certainly well-placed, and it's almost worked out well for him. I think this is a lot softer option than what the tramway would have been, and you're getting a similar price. So I want to be with him. Just chance that he's obviously right this afternoon. He gets the right run for J-Mac. I think he's going to be very hard to beat. I think he's going to be a serious chance in the Epsom in 2 weeks' time. So in his corner, from number four, Tom Melbourne, obviously did a good job first up there. He can improve off that. Just the map's a question mark for me, whether they go back. I'm hoping they go forward. If they put him into the race and let him run, Tom Melbourne's certainly going to run well again. Number 12, Perrette. I wouldn't say it's D-Day for him, but we'll find out whether or not he is a chance in the Epsom. Gets his chance down in the weights. He want to run really well today to be a serious contender in the Group 1 Grand Final. But it's hard to knock his form. It's just I'm not sure what he's beat. That's the one concern for me. But have to respect winning form. And number 5, Invictus Prince. We'll find out what his run was last start, whether or not, obviously, finishing second behind Winx there and had a few big scalps finish behind him. So if he runs up to that form, he's going to be in the finish. So big question mark on him there. But all over Pirata, I just think he's got a bit of talent on his rivals this afternoon. I think he'll win, and I think he's going to be competitive in the Epsom. So my number's 2, 4, 12 and 5.
Okay, for Darren Flindell, he goes Perrette number 12 to be 2, 10 and 4. That's 12, 2, 10 and 4 in the Bill Ritchie race 5. They're all terrific races, but we come to the races to see one special mare, and she runs in the Colgate Optic White George Main. It's race 6.
Yes, and I'm just having a look at, there was a customer yesterday took 29 or more wins in the Winx streak. I'm just trying to track back to see, because today would be 27, the Turnbull or the Craven plate would be 28 and the Cox plate would be 29. So what they're doing there is they're betting at much better odds her to win the Cox plate. They think the Craven plate and or, sorry, not and or, but or the Turnbull will be an easy win for her. So that's the reason they go into those sort of bets there, because they're just looking for the increased price. But I will track back through and find out what the actual bet was here. But here is the market in the Colgate Optic White Stakes here. We've got Luro Main. There's an $11 chance. Who shot the Barman at 51? How'd you like to be on at $76 place only? We've got It's Somewhat, Morning Boys, at $34. Religify is a $61 chance. Ace High at 15. Winx, she's $1.12 in the market now, and into $1.01 the place. That sniped the $1.04 place only there. Egg Tart at $15. And Unforgotten is out, and I'll give you the deduction for Unforgotten because that's in a separate market. But as you would expect, nothing apart from Who Shot the Barman supported to beat Winx.
Okay, and we'll get the all-out market updated in a moment. But Religify, the likely leader here, Simon?
Yeah, and imagine he just presses over from that draw and rolls along in front. I think La Romaine adopts a fairly forward position from his inside draw. It's somewhat, might not be far away. Whether or not they want to roll forward with Ace High and come across with the Religify, we'll have to wait and see. But no doubt Julia just let Winx find a feet sort of midfield here and just, you know, find the gaps in the straight and she'll be too good. But I think it's just going to be an even tempo run. They won't go nuts in front.
No, he likes to just get into a rhythm there, doesn't he? Religify, I think, you know, obviously it's been well documented. But I think she maps quite nicely here. Obviously, she's only 7 runners anyway. But what is there left to say? 27 today. I wish it was a birthday yesterday. I'll find something to say. She turned officially 7 yesterday.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, girl, and give yourself a present today. Egg Tart, love the way she's come back. La Romaine, maps better here. And the old boy, oh boy, he's flying. Who Shot the Barman? 6, 7, 1 and 2.
Yeah, obviously not tipping against Winx today. She'll get the right run. She'll be
Come on, Simon. Do it another time, mate. Come on. Put your Kevin Tari.
How quickly we forget.
You're very kind of me, actually. Very kind of me. She'll be winning. It's simply a case of how far Huey wants to win by here. She, you know, if you haven't seen her, just get out to the track because we're probably running out of time to see her in Sydney. She'll come back next prep, but, you know, unfortunately these things do come to an end. And if you haven't seen her, certainly get out there this afternoon. Number one, La Romaine, think he's the danger. Look, just had no luck last start, but gets a much kinder run in transit from the draw. He can run well. Number five, Ace High, back in good form last start after he was only fair first up, but he's back on track. And number seven, Egg Tart, had no luck first up. Good to see her back in good order. She can run well. But all eyes on Winx, my numbers 6, 1, 5, and 7.
I have tipped against her in amongst this
27.
I think I tipped for Silver Beetle one day.
I learned that lesson
very quick. Don't do that again. I got hammered left, right, and centre.
Were you on First Seal early doors when First Seal was beating her
all the time? Yeah,
and you probably
I brainwashed myself.
As punters do. Darren likes Winx to beat 7, 1, and 5. 6, 7, 1, and 5. Just give us those updated other markets.
Yeah, well, the Winx out market, Leuromane is a $2 chance. Egg Tart, $3.30. Ace High, $3.50. It's Somewhat, $21. Religify, $31. Who Shot the Barman, $41. And the bet was $60,000 at $1.80. Winx, 29 or more wins in a row to the end of this calendar year.
Okay, so that would take us, if it's one more run before the Cox Plate,
the Cox Plate would be 29. So, you know, and she's a $1.40 chance in the Cox Plate. So that's the reason they're looking at the $1.80 in comparison to the $1.40.
Egg Tart, $3.30 in the all-out market.
Yeah, I don't know what to think of that all-out market, because, I'd rather assess these horses behind her.
Yep.
I think their main targets are in the future, so... Yep. It's a hard one to read, how they've come on since their first up run. Yeah.
Deduction Unforgotten?
6 cents to win and 6 cents to place.
Okay, let's take a break. 3 races to go. This is Racing HQ. Duff, Simon Denopoulos, Glenn Munsey previewing Randwick.
Divine Profit. Group 1 placed at 2, winning the Stallion making Caulfield Guineas at 3.
They come to the line together, Divine Profit!
His first foals are on the ground, and this son of Schwazier has delivered. Champion sire, champion foals. Divine Profit at Aquas Farm.
Adelaide, a brilliant Cox Plate winner by the best sire in the world.
100 metres to go. It's Faulkner tackled by Adelaide. Charlotte Achievers coming home well. Adelaide, Faulkner. Adelaide on the outside in front. And Adelaide has won the Cox Plate.
The fastest Cox Plate winner at stud. First yearling sold for up to $210,000. And are in training with Darren Weir, Chris Waller, Hayes Dabernick, Chris Lees and other leading stables. Adelaide, standing at Coolmore at outstanding value.
Punters, we bet you, you can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins my nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theracers.com.au.
Want to chase the exceptional prize money on offer in Australia, including the new $2 million Inglis Millennium? Then purchase a racehorse at the 2018 Inglis Ready to Race Sale. Monday, October 15 at Riverside Stables, Warwick Farm. Visit inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third
on all races at Randwick and Flemington. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
And don't forget also with the tab today, we've got those bonus bets. There's so much going on that it's hard to update on everything, but the bonus bets are there for second and third.
Yeah, that's at Randwick and at Flemington. So you've got 18 chances there. And if you had the bet yesterday during the early bird promotion, it doesn't matter. It's just you've got to have a bet in your, through your tab account on any of the races today. So not only get inflated odds, you've got two bites at the cherry in case you don't back a winner running second and third.
Bonus bets, second and third, every race, Sydney and Melbourne for the tab. The big six is on $150,000 jackpot. And don't forget, there's still a couple of people that of those 12 initial that were drawn out with the Kosciuszko that Racing New South Wales are waiting to hear from, that they weren't registered. They need to contact. There's details on the Racing New South Wales website with a mobile number there. So if you've got a ticket that you think is a winner, give that mobile a ring and everything can be worked out through that.
Yeah, the Kosciuszko hotline number is 0447 947 225, if you're wondering.
And that's also to do with the Calcutta.
The Calcutta, So they're looking for someone that purchased a ticket at the Union Hotel at North Sydney on the 5th of September.
This is the slot.
The Canterbury Hotel on the 29th of August. And the Mascot Tab Agency, Mum, it might have been you if you went down to Mascot, but she's an East Lakes girl, 13th of August. And the Calcutta, the Donny has won a slot in the Calcutta. The William Farrer, they told me last night they got a ticket there. The Shoalhaven Heads Hotel and the Glendale Tab. So they haven't done bad, looking for seven of the 24 in the morning.
Details are on the Racing New South Wales website. If you believe, checking your number, that you're one particularly of those slot, but the Calcutta as well. All right, let's keep going here. Time underway for the Darley Tea Rose.
And what a race this is. El Dorado Dreaming Not There. We heard all about it earlier. 9 cents a winner, 9 cents the deduction last night. A Hood at 6.50. Fiesta at 5.50. Equal favourite. Outback Barbie, 8.50. Pretty in Pink, 5.50. Equal favourite. Fundamentalist, 51. For 2 at 10. Santa Catarina at $13. Madame Rouge at $7.50. Miss Fabulous at $7.50. Cross Noseband off today, and Chris said he wants it ridden a little quieter than it was the other day. We've got Maid of Heaven with the blinkers on at $16. Simi at $34. And Sangeeta is a $15 chance. Most popular runner is a Hood here. It's got roughly half as much again as the second pick, which is Fiesta. Third pick is Madame Rouge. Then you go to Sangeeta, Pretty in Pink. Outback Barbie. This is a very, very strong betting race. Mm.
And who takes it up?
I think that's the one thing worth for certain is Siamese, but I found this a very tricky map. I've got plenty of question marks on it. Munsey touched on, Miss Fabulous, want to ride her Merle conservatively. I think Sangeeta presses forward. Madame Rouge, expect her to be more prominent today from that good draw. And then a lot of the market leaders, Fiesta, Pretty in Pink, and then Outback Barbie drawn the three widest barriers. Not sure what they want to do, whether they have to go all the way back. Outback Barbie might go forward. I'm not too sure. Ron, how'd you read it?
Yeah, look, I'm the same as you. I'm not too sure. I think even Maid of Heaven with blinkers on, nice and fresh at 1,400, could go forward here. I did. Santa Catarina was fired out of the barriers and over-raced first up in New Zealand. Whether she's fired up out of the barriers at 1,400 second up here, she'd really go hard in front, so maybe they'll just come out a little bit quiet on her. So and lots of ifs and buts.
And news from the stewards just popping up, Miss Fabulous to be ridden with cover.
With cover. That
with
doesn't
cover.
Need dragging her back. I think it's not the right race to drag her back to last, but I mean, they'd be looking for cover, like where she had no cover last start. What am I saying here? I'm already on Madame Rouge here. I just like the way she beat the older mares there first up. Looks a real improver to my eye, and I think she can shape up to the class rise here. Dangers, I think Pretty in Pink is the main danger here. I've got eyes for her out of the lead-up race, the Furious Stakes. So I thought she did it great, only after one soft trial leading into that first up run. 10, Miss Fabulous. I think she's too good to get rid of off one run. I think we have to reassess her after today. She was just too good prior to that. So I still want to go with the hype on her. And for two, just minds her own business on the inside here, and she's a lot better filly than what we give her credit for as well. 9, 5, 10, 7, terrific races. Glenn says you could go a number of different ways here.
Yeah, this is wide open, isn't it, Ronnie? Generally, we have a filly sort of stand up and sort of be the dominant filly by this stage heading towards the flight, but we'll certainly see how it plays out this afternoon. I'm with Fiesta here on top. I think she's done a really good job in both runs back this time in. She closed off well late, only be narrowly beat. I think she's had the perfect grounding going to 1,400 metres. Just a draw for me, but look, trust in Huey to get her in the right spot. If they're finishing off, I expect her to be hard to hold out. Number 5, Pretty in Pink, did a really good job first up. She was a sectional star there against the race shape. So she's a really promising filly, second up 1,400, just where she gets to from the draw as well. But look, she's got a fair bit of talent and certainly respect her. Number 7 for 2, we haven't seen her since her first up run in the Silver Shadow. She closed off well there and we really saw her explode when she got to the mile. So she'll certainly relish a step up in trip. She can run well. And number 2, a hood, just can't jump off. I've been with her both runs back this time in. It is D-Day, though. 1,400, she should improve. And not comfortable leaving out Madame Rouge. If there is a filly to take the jump, she looks to be the one. But really open race. My number's 3, 5, 7 and 2.
Darren Flindell likes for 2, number 7, to be 10, 5 and 2. 7, 10, 5 and 2. Let's move to race 8 now. This is the Regency Kingston Town Stakes and obviously a very large lineup.
Yeah, and poor little Ronnie had so much trouble doing the form here that he had a little head wobble, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, let's have a look at them here. Big Duke is a $51 chance. 1 foot in Heaven at $21. Classic Uniform at $71. Libran is an $8 chance. Avilius, the favourite, at $2.50. Tester Shadow at $61. Sons of John, out no deduction. Sedanza, $4.60. Satana Raisin at $34. Emperor's Way, $31. Patrick Aaron, $26. Allward at $13. Prince Cherie at $201. Embley at $151. I Am Serious at $10. Natoya came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Salsonic at $81. And then Brimham Rocks is a $9 chance. Scratch the other two emergencies, no deductions taken for them. Avilius is the horse here that has been supported. There was a bet of 20,000 at 260, I think it was, on Thursday afternoon. Behind it, second pick, Sedanza. Then you've got Big Duke, Patrick Aaron, Emperor's Way, I Am Serious, and Elwood. So they get pretty wide past the favourite.
All right, pace and large lineup, Simon.
Yeah, we should get a solid tempo in the capacity field, Andrew. Classic Uniform looks to come across from that draw. I don't think Embley will be too far away. Tester Shadow, Allwood, and possibly I Am Serious. I'm not sure what they do on Sedanza, Ron, whether they want to roll it forward as well from second up 2,000. Maybe they ride her a bit conservatively, but there looks to be decent enough tempo here.
Yeah, a few ifs and buts, because it's a tricky little start, this 2,000-metre start for these horses here. So the horse is drawn wide, which a lot of these chances are drawn wide. You know, some may have to be a lot more negative or a lot more positive than what you'd normally be in a 2,000-metre race. So, that's the question mark I have about the race. The question mark I haven't got is that Brimham Rocks has got Barrier 1. He's got Kieran McAvoy on board, who's just riding these staying races so brilliantly, as we saw again yesterday. He just minds his own business on the fence here, hopefully closer than midfield. I'm hoping Kieran can just weave a passage here. I think this horse has got his foot on the till, and I think he's an improver fitness-wise as well. So I'll just gamble on him at the bitter odds here. 18, Brimham Rocks. No disrespect for Avilius, although he is the new kid on the block, and he's up 3.5 kilos in a race with more depth in it here. But I concede the timing is absolutely perfect. I just don't concede he's a legitimate $2.50 chance. 8, Sedanza is a ripping mare. We keep pulling out her stat, 4 for 4, second up. She did enough first up, and probably comes out of the right race, a weight for age Chelmsford. And best of the rest is number 4, Libran. 18, 5, 8, 4, I could make a case for, Patrick Guerin, and I Am Serious as well.
Yeah, with Avilius here, it's just hard to jump off him after his both starts in Australia. He's obviously a really impressive winner in his Australian debut over the mile, and I think the biggest tick for him this afternoon is getting back on a firmer footing. Needs a touch of luck from the draw, but I think if Glyn gets him to the right spot, just the way he put him away in the Premier's Cup, he only really got out late, and in 2-3 strides, he was home. So I just think he's got the turn of foot that should be winning this afternoon. They're talking cups with him, so if that's the case, he want to be winning this afternoon and winning well. I know he rises in the weights, but they're eyeing off bigger targets with him. So I'm still with Avilius, been with him both runs this time in, so no reason to jump off. Agree, though, I think number 18, Brimham Rocks, is the main danger. He's been enormous in both runs back this time in. Just peaked on his run late. He wasn't entitled to get as close as he did last start. He should improve further third up and gets into that stalking position from the inside draw. He's certainly going to be hard to hold out late. Number 8, Sedanza, how can you knock her? She was enormous first up. She ran a new peak, which is a great sign. Similar to Invincibella last weekend, she's a mare that just keeps improving with each preparation, and they can target better races with her this time in. And number 15, I'm Serious. Rock solid in both starts, obviously only narrowly beaten behind Avilius. Gets a weight swing in her favour, but look, I thought she had every chance to beat him last start given how the race was run, but she'll run well again. I've left Libran out. I just think he's going to go back to last from that draw, but he's flying. But my numbers 5, 18, 8 and 15.
5 also from Darren Flindell to beat 8, 4 and 18. 5, 8, 4 and 18. Guys, time is on the wing. So, Simon, I'm going to come straight to you, or Ron, I'll come straight to you for your tips in the last.
Yeah, some may say I'm sending good money out after bad, but I think Single Bullet's beautifully weighted. Matt's perfectly. Love this trial. Gets a dry track. I have to take the odds. 11 on top of 2, Trekking. 12, E-Wise. I'm watching closely. And 9, Manhattan Miss. Just thought its trials could have been a bit better. 11, 2, 12 and 9.
Yeah, same first four for me, Ronnie. Just got Trekking on top. I think back onto a firmer footing and third up. Gets into a good spot for Kieran McAvoy. I want to stick with him. 12, Iwazi, Big Watch Fresh, just likely to get back. Number 11, Single Bullet. I thought he was fair first up, but he's well placed at the weights. And number 9, Manhattan Mist. Obviously racing great order last time in a Big Watch Fresh. But 2, 12, 11 and 9.
11's the fancy for Darren Flindell, Single Bullet, to be 2, 9 and 12. 11, 2, 9 and 12, take us through the market.
Yeah, we've got No Doubt at 14, Trekking, looking for 8 favourites in a row in the last race on a Saturday. $3.20 in favourite, in from 3.30 already today. Marsupial out, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Right or Wrong, 7, Better Not Blue, 23. Sun Craze, 18. Isa Rich, 61. Dissolution, 18. Manhattan Mist, 9. Noble Joe, 41. Single Bullet, 7. E-Ways at 5. Warranty at 12. Oh, so Hazy out, no deduction. I tell you what, with that man drawing a ticket at Wagga, be nothing but get a Wagga horse. Scotty Spackman, get on the phone. And no deduction, oh, so Hazy. And Jericho is a $61 chance. So best supported runner, slightly more money for Trekking than there is for Single Bullet, and a long, long way away the rest.
Your best bet, Simon?
Yeah, race 5, number 2, Pirata, Andrew. I think he sets up well. He's going to be hard to beat in the Epsom in 2 weeks' time.
Race 5, number 2. Have a good day, mate.
Yeah, cheers, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos from Racing and Sports.
I'm getting a bit nervous. I just smells a bit at this stage in the betting, Santos, but I'm happy to... Well, I've locked into him. I go on the line with him. Race 2, number 1, Santos.
Righto. Big coverage with Greg Radley, yourself, Duff, and also Glenn, and with Lizzie Jolfs. You'll hear that on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central. Have a good day, Duff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Andrew.
You'll be happy to know it's firmed. Santos, 360 or 350.
Is it through money?
Let me tell you.
Haven't got time for that. We'll discuss that when you're off air.
On the side.
Through the morning, you'll get more information on that. Stick around with Sky because we've got previews right through the morning.
Whether it's racing or sport, Sky Sports Radio has the team you can rewire.
Home of the Braves, the UK import wins second up, and a dominant win at that.
Flindell,
Duffersey,
Radley,
Jolfs,
Joyce,
Brassel,
Denopoulos, all names you can trust this Everest Racing Carnival. And with the Rugby League and AFL finals underway, the Big Sports Breakfast presents some of sport's biggest newsmakers. This spring, the winning team is on Sky Sports Radio.
As a small business owner, your work keeps Australia in work. That's why a business loan from Prosper is built to work with you. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000. Apply for free with no security required to access up to $100,000. And you'll get a dedicated loan manager.
Welcome to Prosper.
So for a business loan that's built for business, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of NRL in the run to the 2018 finals. There's latest club news, expert analysis, in-depth features and statistics, and exclusive columns from the game's biggest stars, and something for even the youngest rugby league fans. Big League is your most trusted source of rugby league information, and after 99 years, we're still the only place to find official team lists for every grade. Grab this week's copy of Big League Magazine. On sale now at news agencies, supermarkets and NRL games.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on any race at Randwick and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50. That's 18 races.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this spring? Tab. Download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp are proud supporters of Rural Aid. With so many people being affected by drought, we urge you to back the Buy a Bale campaign. Call 1300 327 624 to help our New South Wales farmers.
The Interstate Form is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on races at Randwick and Flemington. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio. Glenn Munsey still with us in our OB van here at Randwick. We're about to look at Flemington with Mark Hunter and Dean Lester. We rushed there at the end, but Santos has just tightened a little bit in that race with, was it Neutrality easing?
Yeah, what they've done, Andrew, it's Santos 360 to 350, Neutrality 230 out to 240. Just over double the investment on Santos so far this morning than Neutrality. So it'll be interesting. Ronnie made a good point. He said after nine, well, this point in time now is the most important time. So I'll keep
an eye on that.
What's happening?
All right, Flemington we go. Let's go to Liam O'Keefe, track manager at Flemington. Just going back to him, given what the forecast was. Morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Andrew.
Have those showers arrived, Liam?
They've just started, only very light, and it's still breezy. The cool change has come in, so it's dropped down to 9 degrees outside now. It was 17 degrees about three-quarters of an hour ago, so the cool change certainly here, but only very light showers at this stage.
Okay, so certainly the track a good three, and it's just a question of what sort of those showers, how long they hang around for.
Yeah, that's right. On the radar at the moment, they're only very light and infrequent, so we'll certainly be on a good three early in the day.
Okay, we'll monitor that as we get through into the afternoon. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Liam O'Keefe, track manager there at Flemington. These are the scratchings. At this stage, as he said, a good three in the rail in the true. Race one is clear. Race two, number 14. Race three, take out 8 and 10. Race 4, 7, 8 and 12. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 3. Races 7 and 8 are clear. Race 9, take out 4, Jack and Obey, a late scratching, as well as 8 and 16. 4, 8 and 16 out of the last. Race 6, number 9 is Brenton Abdallah. He's down there today. 6-6, Brenton Abdallah. And 9-17 is Craig Williams. 9-17, Craig Williams. Dean Lester, good morning on Maccabi Diva Day.
Good morning, Andrew.
And I'm going off memory now. She had a filly, I think, yesterday at Vinery.
By Written Tycoon.
Yeah, so the timing, well, it could have been better, I guess, if she had it today, but it certainly put her in the spotlight a little bit yesterday. What a race it is, too, the Maccabi Diva.
Yeah, it is. Really looking forward to it, Andrew. This group of horses, that there wasn't a lot between at Caulfield. Match Motors again with a couple of others mixed in. So, no, it looks a terrific race.
And Mark Hutter's online as well. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
You've just heard the report from Liam. We've just got to wait and see, you know, what the showers do over the next few hours, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like the wind's probably going to blow it away, so we shouldn't get too much. I certainly wouldn't be doing the form for a wet track.
The one thing I noted, Dean, you better rug up if he's telling us it's dropped to 9 degrees right now there.
Andrew, I've just put a jumper beside my jacket, and I've had enough layers on already. I thought 13 was going to be bad enough, but at 9, that will be rugging up.
9 degrees at 9 o'clock.
Hopefully the new grandstand's very warm because we get to have a little soft launch of it today. So.
Okay. Is there a new media room in there, isn't there?
Yeah, if it's the media room we used over spring, it's fantastic. So I'm hoping that wasn't just a temporary room. I hope it's full time.
Bit different up here, Glenn. We're looking for 31 to rub it in, Glenn,
yeah,
aren't we?
Geez, Dean, you'd have to, you know, wondering what you have on, you know, whether it's a singlet or, you know, just the shorts and the, you know, the...
You slip flop slap, don't you get sunstroke?
No, you'd have to have the long socks on with the sandals if you had the shorts on.
No, I wouldn't be going with a singlet.
What do you want to wear, a safari suit, mums?
Yeah, culottes, socks and sandals. They had a very, very big back here in the 70s.
I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Yeah, when he goes down to get the papers, he throws the socks and sandals on.
Yeah, I don't know about the singlet. Let's get cracking here. The first race at Flemington comes up at 12:30.
I didn't know they made them that big. Right, let's have a look here in the first. We've got High Church here as a $6.50 chance. Jemay at $4 makes it favourite, that price. Master Zephyr at $6. Hush Writer at $6.50. Mr. Clarify at $8.50. The Statesman at $6, Tiffany's Lass at $4.80, and Tough Bicky is a $26 chance. Less than 1,000 separates Jemay and Master Zephyr here as the top two runners, but a very strong betting race. Good money for Hush Rider as well, and also strong money for Mr. Clarify and the Statesman. You don't usually see that in a 2,500-metre race.
Well, Hush Rider, of course, backing up, Dean, after just racing so fresh a week ago.
Oh, it was ridiculous, Andrew. He was all but out of control, so hopefully he races better today. But, yeah, they're back to few because I don't know which way to go if they're having a bet in the race. I've been watching the progression of Master Zephyr race day. He's been big in condition, underdone, getting fitter, and the last run he started to look a bit better. I'm just expecting to see him look pretty close to his best today, and maybe that's good enough. It's the trust factor with Jemay. If he turns up like he did at Flemington, he'll win. Caulfield was horrible, but he'd won at Caulfield before, so I couldn't put it down to the track. But back to Flemington, Zara on, he might improve. Tiffany's Lass, you don't have to worry about her. She just runs good, honest races. This is a little bit harder. And Mr. Clarify, who was in the wrong part of the track on a leader's day, could improve sharply. 3.275.
Yeah, number three for me too, Master Zephyr. I love the way he's coming along. He was a good run last time in a race that was hard to make ground. I think he'll obviously be on the fence here with genuine speed up front, getting a beautiful run through, and I don't think he'll miss each way. I think number two, Jemay, will go much better here with a smoother ride. Just a quiet one back behind them, follow them through into the clear at the right time and run home hard. Four Hush Rider is a much, much better horse than what we saw at the Valley. And seven Tiffany's Lass, who just never runs a bad race. It's in career best form, will give you a great sight again. 3, 2, 4, and 7.
Matt Hill calling the action. He likes Jemay number two to beat 7, 4, and 1. 2, 7, 4, and 1 for Matt in race one. Race two, the Captain T here, and obviously Chris Lees has sent down Smart Melody to run here, Glenn.
Yes, and she is the favourite, but we'll get to her. We'll start with Setsuna at 19. Zizzis at 19. Satin Slipper to keep it regular at 19. Multaja, at $4. Graceful Storm at 41. Sweet Roquette at 10. Smart Melody, the favourite at $2.90. Thine is the Power at 16. Rubina at 101. Music Bay at $7.50. Crystallize 21. Lady Pluck 41. Trilly 18. Belzella is out. Downloads 41. and Tatiara is an $81 chance. Roughly three times the amount of money on Smart Melody than any other runner, although it's a drifter, 260 out to 290 since Wednesday. Second pick would be Malta Jar, and it's 340 out to $4. Third pick, very little separating, Sweet Rocket, and also Music Bay.
Interesting betting race, Mark, and obviously for a horse like Smart Melody, down the straight for the first time.
Yeah, I don't think that'll worry it, Andrew. It's got Setsuna drawn inside it to cart it along. Geez, looks the real deal, Smart Melody. It's a good race, but I think it will win. I think the danger, and it's a great Quinella, is number 10, Music Bay. It's an absolute beauty, this horse. It won't be that far behind Smart Melody in the run. It'll come out of the pack and it'll chase. I think they'll dominate the race. Next best, number 4, Multaja. Probably ridden too close last time. A quieter ride will go better. And 8, Thine Is The Power, has done nothing wrong. Just got into a harder race here. 7 and 10 dominate, 7 from 10, 4 and 8.
Very little to add. I think it's a great Quinella. The two visitors, I think, stand out, Smart Melody and Music Bay. Smart Melody was good first up against the older horses, ducking back to the inside, got a lovely turn of foot, and Mark's outlined that she's going to get the card into the race. I think Music Bay, she should be unbeaten, and she's trialled really well, and I think the stable have a fairly high opinion of her, a higher opinion of her than the one that ran last week so well at Moonee Valley of the fillies. Multaja from the local form with a quieter ride, and I thought Trilly, who should have won at Cranbourne and did beat Sweet Rocket, which ties in with the Multaja form, was big odds, might be next best. 7, 10, 4, 13.
For Matt Hill, it's 4 as a good thing to beat 7, 2 and 10. 4, 7, 2 and 10 in the Captain on T. That, Philip Stokes has always got a couple of nice horses, progressive horses, hasn't he, Dean?
Yeah, and yeah, we get to see them over here when they're sort of on their way, and especially fillies. He's had a great record, and this looks another one.
Let's move to race 3. This is the Sofitel, Glenn.
Yes, and we start here with the answer, my friend, and the wind is blowing here in Sydney at $3.90 and favourite. Dollar for dollar, $4.40. Flo, scratch from Randwick to go to Flemington, it's at $4.40 as well. Interlocutor is at 13, Cliff's Edge at 8, Sully at 17, Dodging Bullets at 26, Waging War is out, Violate, $9.50, Sadaka is out, Mahamedes at 15, and a Claire Calling, speaking of Philip Stokes, it's a $16 chance. Roughly 50% more money on The Answer, My Friend, than Cliff's Edge, and it's been $3.80 back to $3.90 this morning, The Answer, My Friend, after going up $4 and getting to $4.20. Cliff's Edge, you went up as much as 12, 9.50, now 8. They're the top two in front of dollar for dollar and flow.
Mahamedes, it actually spelled in Queensland, then it came here to Sydney, trialled in Sydney, and is resuming today for Nick Ryan down there. Dean, how do you see the third?
Andrew, scratchings have changed this race. I was sipping Waging War, and Sadaka would have been the other on-pace runner, so it sets up okay for The Answer, My Friend, again. Not as keen on him as I have been in other weeks, but I think he's got as good a chance as any. Dollar for dollar, back from Group 1 grade. Probably pushed the button a bit early last start too. Just peaked on his run. I think he's a good chance. I think he's a good roughie in the race in Dodging Bullets. He ran fourth in this race last year to The Answer, My Friend. Meets him about 5 kilos better, and had no chance first up in a leader-dominated race. Drawn for a great run here. Could improve sharply and flow back in trip, but will be strong late. 1, 2, 7, 3.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same. I think The Answer, My Friend, is the one to beat, but he's had some tough racing. I'm not sure if he's getting any better, but he should get a lovely run up at the speed again, control the race, and he's the one they have to beat. I thought the big improver here might be number 12, the Claire Calling. Just think Williams jumping on, getting a beautiful run from the draw. I'd forgive that first up run, be a lot fitter. Number 3, Flo, parks just behind them, gets the right run, comes out of the pack to challenge. And 11, Mahamedes, will probably need this run, but geez, a good horse. And he'll be running home strongly. 1, 12, 3 and 11.
Matt Hill likes dollar for dollar, number 2, to beat 3, 8 and 1. 2, 3, 8 and 1 in the Sofitel race number 3. They're all competitive races. Looking forward to the fourth. We've got Brutal out of Moonee Valley, and they seem to be very upbeat about a horse called Declaration of Heart. Take us through the market.
Yeah, we start with Not a Single Cent, which is Happy Clapper's half-brother here. It's a $31 chance. Good and Fast at 17. Brutal, the favourite, $2.30. Unfair Dismissal, 23. Crockett, 21. The August at 8. Scratch the next two. Go down to Acadian, number 9, is a $26 chance. Farouk at 17. Leonardo da Hinci at $7.50. Rainier is out. Declaration of Heart at $6.50, A Fighting Fury at $34, Power of Attorney at $101, and Kafila is an $11 chance. Well, five times the amount of money on Brutal than any other runner. Went up $2.50, was $2.30 by Friday morning, and has sort of sat there for the majority of that time at that $2.30. It might have been in and out, but it's back to the $2.30. Second pick is Declaration of Heart. As I said, 20% of what's been invested on the other runner, and it was as much as $12. And third pick now would become the August.
Righto. Mark, it's a really intriguing race, this one.
It is, Hoss. I think it's a great Quinella race, though. I'm with number three, Brutal. I think the last win at Moonee Valley was a ripper. I think it's drawn one. I think it'll take the race by the scruff of the neck, straight to the front, control the race. D-Dun will steer to the best part of the track. It'll give an almighty kick, and it's going to be very hard to run down. The danger is number 13, Declaration of Heart. Terrific win first up at Sandown, and a lovely trial at Cranbourne. Probably going to be three wide with cover coming out of the pack and chasing. Next best, 60 August, was terrific at Caulfield last time, and 11, Leonardo da Hinci. Gets a great run. I can't see how it turns the tables, though. 3 from 13, then 6 and 11.
Yeah, very similar. I think it's a terrific Quinella also, Brutal and also Declaration of Heart. They're both unbeaten going into this race. I think Brutal getting to Flemington 1400 will really suit him, but Declaration of Heart did a good job, beat the older horses a month ago, had the tick over trial since, and I think he'll be really strong late. I've put in 11, Leonardo da Hinci. Didn't get a lot of room when he needed it last start, but I agree with Mark. I don't think he can turn the tables on Brutal. And the August was a good run behind Native Soldier, and the extra distance is going to suit. 3, 13, 11, and 6.
13's the top fancy here for Matt Hill. Declaration of Heart to beat 3, 11, and 6. 13, 3, 11, and 6 in race 4 at 2:15. We're getting into the deep races now at Flemington. Down the straight comes the Bobby Lewis.
This is a very interesting market race here because we've got Haydock at $4.40. Yesterday was a $3.50 chance. They put it up $4.20 this morning and have got it to $4.40 already. So they mustn't be overly enamoured with its chances. Crack Me Up at $8.50. Dothraki's at $16. Rich Charm is a $3.40 favourite. Grand Rosso at $23. First Among Equals at $9. Kimono at $3.70. Then we've got I'm Wesley at 14, and Demonstrate is a $23 chance. Well, three times the amount of money on Rich Charm than Haydock, but on Monday, Haydock went up a $5 chance. Rich Charm went up $7, but there's not many horses that were in the early noms that have actually paid up here. Rich Charm was a $3.50 chance, $3.90 chance yesterday, $3.50 last night, $3.40 this morning. The best firm in the last couple of days has actually been I'm Wesley here, and it's fourth pick.
The Tassie horse coming up down the straight. It's raced down the straight before, hasn't it, Dean?
He has, Andrew. He ran well to Secret Agenda back in the autumn.
Righto. Well, I mean, an easing Haydock in the market at this stage.
Yeah, look, I think he's one of the chances, but I do like Rich Charm. I was a little bit concerned how he was going at the end of last preparation, even though he won two starts back. But, gee, he ran well first up, a bit like his old self. And I think just the way he's drawn here, he can be very strong. I think Kimono's a smart horse. He ran well first up. He'd be better for that run. Looks at a horse that like maintain a strong gallop. They might ride him a little bit closer here, and he'll run well. Haydock certainly just got run off his feet over 1,000 metres at Moonee Valley, but different scenario up the straight. And first among equals, I just thought he got presented a bit early into the race at Caulfield, and he peaked on his run. He'll be fitter. But on with Rich Charm, 4.716.
Well, we're either going to both be in front, Dean, or we're both getting pummeled on the punt, Tom, with number 4, Rich Charm, as well. First up run just showed like the old boy was back to his best. He'll sit off them here. Not a lot of speed in the race, but he'll sit off them and chow them in hard late to beat number 7, Kimono. Wasn't far behind Rich Charm first up and going to be a lot fitter for that. Put number 6 first among equals. Getting it's got gate 1, just needs to get to the right part of the track. And I thought number 8, I'm Wesley, might be the best of the on paces. 4, 7, 6, 8.
4, 7, 6, and 8 there for Mark. Matt Hill likes the toppy Haydock number 1 to beat 7, 4, and 2. 1, 7, 4, and 2. And back earlier this week when we were talking to slot owner Max Whitby, Dean, he brought into the group Kimono. So I know there'll be an Everest slot owner watching this race today.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one because he's very well handicapped here. It's a totally different scenario come Everest Day at weight for age. But, yeah, it'd be interested to see. I mean, they've got to find something.
Yeah, they do. They're watching all of these sprint races and maybe we wait for even the Moya and the Premier.
Yeah, someone got me during the week and said, what's happened to Vedora? Why aren't we hearing anything about her? We're going to see it in the Group 1 Moya.
She had those sort of off runs the last prep she had, and I think they've just brought her up. They're not ruling out the Everest, but they've really targeted this race, Dean, haven't they, the Moya?
I think so, and if the Everest invite came along or the Everest slot, well, that would be a bonus, I think.
Yeah, for sure. They're certainly not ruling it out. I think the Moya is the race because we're going to get the strong group of sprinters there. The Let's Elope, race 6 on the card at 3:30.
Yeah, I Am a Star, Andrew. Yeah, that's number 1 here, but it's a runner in this race as well. It's at $6.50. Bella Martini, $5.50, and makes it favourite in a wide betting race here. Payroll is out. Collate at $34. Miss Gunpowder at $8. Kanedna is a $31 chance. Samavere at $14. Merriest is at $6.50. La Bella Diosa at $6. Jennifer Lynn at $81. Mrs. Gardenia at $12. She's Dashing at $14. Petition at $8.50. And Bellaria is an $18 chance. Best supported runner here is Bella Martini, 5 out to $5.50. Second pick would be Merriest, number 8, who went up as much as $12. Went up 6 this morning, has already got to $6.50. Mrs. Gardenia is the next pick, and it went up 17, actually 16 this morning, and is now 12. And then Petition, who's been $8.50, $9.50, $8.50. So they're the top 4 in race number 6.
And who do you like, Mark?
I like a lot of them, Andrew. I'll be taking all bar 6 and 10 in the quaddie. I'll look, it's the toughest race of the day. I'll tip number 9, La Bella Diosa, who was a good win first up. Always showing good ability, going to be tucked away midfield or a touch worse inside and just need the brakes at the right time. To beat number 1, I Am a Star, who looks like it's come back in good form. 2, Bella Martini, not the best of luck first up, can roll forward on what doesn't look like too hectic a speed. And 5, Miss Gunpowder, back to this grade with 55 kilos. 9, 1, 2, 5 in a tough race.
Yeah, it is a very tough race. I'm going a bit wider. I'm going with 11, Mrs. Gardenia here. I thought her first up win off a long break was pretty good. She could just improve a lot off that run. And drawn to get a lovely run, I think she'll be very competitive. From 8, Merriest, he'll just roll across. I think she'll be first down to the rail. Get a pretty easy run. She's run well in these 1,400-metre mares races at Flemington in the past. Bella Martini just needs a little bit of luck from the draw, and she might be able to make her own luck going forward. And I've put in 9, La Bella Diosa, who just depends how far back she gets from Barrier 1, but her first up win was very good. But, yeah, as Mark said, very open race. 11, 8, 2 and 9.
Yeah, well, adding to all that, Matt Hill likes 13, Petition, to beat 1, 2 and 11. 13, 1, 2 and 11 for Matt in the Let's Elope race 6. The big feature group one is the next one, the Maccabi Diva.
Yeah, and this is an interesting market race as well here. We've got Happy Clapper as a $7 chance. Blackheart Bard at $26. Humidor, $4.20 in favourite. Tosin Basil at $34. John Snow at $23. Coming Through at $8.50. Punamu is a $34 chance. Harlem at $51. The Taj Mahal at $21. Kingswell Dream at $4.40. Kemantari at $4.40. And Grunt is an $11 chance. Well, the concentration's down the bottom here. Kemantari, the best supported runner. Interestingly enough, $3.80 out to $4.40. In the last 24 hours, Kemantari, his most popular runner. Kingswell
Dream. What
about
the last 22 minutes?
No, it's at $4.40 for a while. Now there's $3,793 invested on it at the $4.40, Andrew. $20,546 at that price since we changed it. See, that's why Larry's here.
Yep.
Second pick is Kingswell Dream.
who was 450, 440, 460, 440. Long gap then. Third pick is Grunt, who's been 13, 12, 11. Then you go to Happy Clapper and Humidor.
Well, we know what's going to happen if everything falls to plan, because they came out yesterday, didn't they, Dean, with the Taj Mahal and the blinkers on.
Yeah, the intention to lead, he can lead. Blackheart Bart probably comes across with him. John Snow coming through Grunt have probably got the tactical speed to be the next line, and probably depends where they go with Kings or Dream, forward or back.
There's going to be good tempo anyway. Dean, who do you think wins?
I'm tipping Kingsville Dream. I think his two runs at Caulfield at 1,400 have been fantastic. I mean, he now gets to 1,600 Flemington, starting to wind up his preparation. If he goes back, he'll follow Kementari, Happy Clapper into the race. If he goes forward, he might get a spot. But whatever the scenario, I think he'll be hard to beat. Happy Clapper will be better at Flemington. He just didn't get round Caulfield at all. 11, Kementari. He just needs another win. He's racing well in this grade, and he was unlucky last start. And Humidor, who won the Memsie, and has got a fantastic Flemington record. He's certainly got a chance, and I'll be putting the Taj Mahal in the quaddie as well. 10, 1, 11, and 3.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers, just a different order. Number 3, Humidor. He's just absolutely flying. He gets to Flemington, which he loves. He's going to be back, minding his own business, just picking his way through and charging to beat 11, Kementari. Good win last time, hard to beat. 10, Kingsville Dreams, absolutely flying. And 1, Happy Clapper. Just didn't seem to get around Caulfield. Will go much better at Flemington. 3, 11, 10, and 1.
Matt Hill likes number 6 coming through. Down there for Chris Waller to beat 10, 11, and 12. 6, 10, 11, and 12 for Matt Hill in the Mackaybee Diva.
Guys, fork in the road day for Grunt.
Yeah, very much. Back to Flemington, back to a mile, gets a good run. He'd want to do something to warrant being in the betting for the bigger races.
He just seems to have lost his sort of quickness, Mark.
Yeah, look, he's taking on obviously the older horses this time around, but
yeah,
as Dean said, getting to Flemington where he can just, it'll be good speed with the Taj Mahal, he can tuck away, get a great run. He was whacking away okay last time when he got squeezed, but you'd want to see him do something more today.
Now, you say he lost his zip and everything like that, and I go back to the fact when we were in Darwin, Mick Price said, this is a Melbourne Cup horse. So has he been trained for that 2 mile?
He might
be. Is that why the zip's gone out of him?
He might be, but, Melbourne Cup winners usually run well in this race, yeah. So he'd want to run well.
That's the Mackaybee Diva, 10 past 4, an hour after we see Winx run here at Randwick. Race 8 down the straight, the Dane Hill.
Yeah, we've got Encryption here as a $12 chance. The favourite is Marcel from Madrid. Imagine if it and C. Senor went together in the line. It's at $5.50, I should say. Native Soldier's favourite, the next galloper, at $3. F Troop down from Brisbane at $6.50. Vacillator at 23. Spins at 12. Sanctimonious, 41. Alderama, 41. Thorindor at 14. Mig Energy, 23. Ocean Knight at 8.50. And Tavasan is a $9.50 chance. Well-supported favourite here in Native Soldier. He went up 7 in the all-in market on Monday. He's been around 3.10, 3.20, back into 3 now over the last 24 hours. Second pick a long way away is F Troop. And he's got double what Marcel from Madrid and Spin have got on them as the next hopes. Fifth pick, Ocean Knight.
Righto, Mark, your thoughts in the Dane Hill?
Well, I think seeing is believing, Andrew, with Native Soldier. It was unbelievable at Caulfield and should only be fitter for that run. I think it's got a good draw to mind its own business there out wide. Dictate the race. Just got to run like it did at Caulfield, and it's the one to beat. I think Marcel from Madrid is the danger. It's got a great barrier. It can follow Native Soldier everywhere. Terrific at Moonee Valley sitting wide. 11 Ocean Knight, it'll be back behind them. It'll be coming strongly at the finish. And 4 F Troop next best, who trialled really well after that first up run. 3, 2, 11 and 4.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm going with Marcel from Madrid. Just looking at him in the mounting yard at Moonee Valley, he looked underdone. His coat wasn't there. He ran well, and I think the straight will really suit him. The stable need to win as much as anything, and I think this is their best horse. So I'm going with him to beat 3 Native Soldier, who was just amazing how he won at Caulfield, but maybe ridden to his strength, ridden aggressively. He's often been ridden very conservatively, and maybe that's his go, just rolling along. F Troop, I thought, trialled really well after that good first up run in Brisbane where he should have won. And Tavasan, who I thought ran pretty well at Moonee Valley, 2, 3, 4 and 12.
For Matt Hill, it's number 3, Native Soldier, to beat 11, 2 and 12. 3, 11, 2 and 12 in race 8. And the day wraps up here at 5:30.
Well, the girls' day out. When the girls get to the races, so do the boys. We've got Sir Isaac Newton here at $31. Order of the Garter, well, that's a good one on girls' day out, the at $7.50. Barisha, good luck, boys, $34. Jack and Obey is out. Pilot Desai at $34. Self-Sense at $15. Shoreham at $34. All We's running in Sydney, he's out. Seaburge, $16. Mr. Garcia, $4.80. Willy Willy, $13. Checkered Flag, $41. Lizard Island, $23. Anaheim, $23. Furion, dominant favourite here at $2.30. Marcello is a scratching. And Dan and Roman is a $19 chance. That sounded as though Andrew just dropped his wallet.
It was a loud bang wherever it came from.
Furion here, boys, went up 250, 230. It's been now and very well supported. In fact, it's got 7 times the amount of money than what has Order of the Garter. Now, it's been a little bit of a go here. It's 15.850 into 7.50 and was the first horse backed in the race, actually. And next pick would be Mr. Garcia.
Who do you see in the last, Dean?
I think Furion's the one to beat. I'm very wary of Order of the Garter because he's a very good horse. But Furion and the rest of the field, a lot of them have just hit their mark and just going. He was dynamic first up. He gets a cheap run here. He'll have to get off the rail at some stage. But I'm with him to beat Order of the Garter. They've announced they're rolling him forward. He's a really good talent. I'm putting 13 Lizard Island as a roughie in the quad. He got too far back, but ran okay last start. And then maybe 11 Willy Willy out to Flemington, or back to Flemington where he goes best. But I think 15 and 2 are the key runners. 15, 2, 13, 11.
Yeah, I've just reversed the Quinella here, number 2, Order of the Garter. He's a serious horse, this horse. He's a dead-set Melbourne Cup horse. If you get a chance to look at that last 7th in France, he basically going sideways up the straight and never got out and finished probably 2 or 3 lengths behind the winner. Jack and Obey is a good scratching for him this morning to beat number 15, Furion. The obvious danger, fantastic win first up and going places. Put number 10, Mr. Garcia in, fitter for 2 from a spell, and 11, Willy Willy. Not given much hope first up. Gets back to Flemington where it will go better. 2, 15, 10 and 11.
2, 15, 10 and 11. Matt Hill likes number 10, Mr. Garcia, to beat 15, 2 and 3. 10, 15, 2 and 3.
A $51 chance in the Melbourne Cup, Order of the Garter.
Order of the Garter, okay. Mark, on a real good solid day's racing, obviously, what's your best?
I don't mind those Quinellas we spoke about on the way through the hospital. My best 2 would be race 1, number 3, each way, Master Zephyr, and race 2, number 7, Smart Melody.
Race 2, number 7, but a few Quinellas there, and play wide, race 6, the Letzel Open, the Quaddy.
Yep, just keep ticking the boxes there for the Quaddy, for sure.
Righto. Okay. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hutter there. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I like Rich Charm, race 5, number 4, and I want to play the last. I think Furion's clearly the one to beat with a little saver on Order of the Garter, but Furion's the one to beat.
Okay, and there's a few horses over the weekend that are Melbourne Cup nominations running. The Iris and Ledgers tomorrow night with La Trobe, and tonight at Doncaster in England, the St. Ledger. Aidan O'Brien's got Kew Gardens and the pacemaker Nelson. They're both entered in the Melbourne Cup, and they're running tonight at 12:35, Dean, in the St. Ledger.
Yes, I think Kew Gardens is the most interesting runner of that group you've just mentioned. I don't know if La Trobe will run a longer trip, but we'll see tonight or over the weekend. And, yeah, Kew Gardens is very highly regarded.
Actually, I'm now looking at Leopardstown tonight. Race 4, there's a couple there. At 1:55 tonight, Rostra Provich is in the entries for the O'Brien team. It's running in that race tonight, and so too Giuseppe Garibaldi. It's in that race tonight as well. Leopardstown, 1:55, if you want to maintain those horses that the O'Briens have got in the entries for, particularly the Melbourne Cup.
Kirk could have a look at those for us for Monday, if he wouldn't mind.
Sounds like the team sheet of a soccer team. Giuseppe Garibaldi and Rostropovich.
That's it, Rostropovich.
He's a $51 chance, Rostropovich, and Giuseppe. I'll go
back at
big odds.
Is he?
Yeah.
Giuseppe Garibaldi is 100-1 chance. Yep. And what was the other one? Kew Gardens?
Kew Gardens. It's the one that's the favourite tonight. Yeah, it's right
it's
up
a $26
there.
Chance.
Yep. Okay. Right. All right. Thank you, Dean. We'll let you get moving to that cool weather there, mate. You just rug up and take it easy.
Thanks, Andrew. Race 2, number 1 in Adelaide, Fighting Harada. Oh. You usually ask me for an interstate
tip. Yes, I do. Yes,
Scratch from Flemington. Yep, he'll be winning. Okay.
Race 2, number 1 in Adelaide. Thanks a lot, Dean.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester and Mark Hunter looking at Flemington. I'm running late now because of all that, but what about jockey challenges?
Yeah, Fighting Harada, $2.30, Andrew. Geez, Larry's working overtime here. The invoice is going to be big. Let's have a look at Flemington, first of all, and the jockey's challenge there. We have the favourite being Craig Williams at $3.20, Dwayne Dunn, $4.60, Damien Lane, $4.80, any other jockey, $5.50, Mark Zara, $6, Ben Mellum, $19, Regan Bayliss, $23, Jai McNeil at 26 here at Royal Randwick for Colgate Optic White George Main Stakes Day. James McDonald, $2.50. Huey Bowman and Kieran McAvoy, $3.30. And what an absolute pearler he produced yesterday on Karzoff to win the Newcastle Cup. That's two cups in a row. He brained him, Kieran, on Karzoff. $3.30 a pair. We've got Timmy Clark, $14. Ty Anglin, $21. Andrew's new favourite jockey. And any other jockey at 26. Glyn Schofield before that, $23. Corey Brown, 31. At Doomben and Maxi coming up. Jeff Lloyd, favourite, 240 over Dale Smith, 550. Matty McGilvray, 6. Any other jockey, 650. And day two of the Newcastle Carnival. Mitchell Bell, 280, favourite over Chad Lever and Rory Hutchings, 340. Then Jeff Penza. What a great day's racing we've got.
And don't forget, after our Paul Joyce preview, between 10.35 and 11, in the van with us, Corey Brown and Sam Weatherly. They're dropping in on the way to the jockey's room to go through their rides today.
He'll be able to explain the gallop at Newcastle yesterday in her time. Yep. Chris said, Corey, go out there, just see if she can run home a nice, steady 36. Corey came in and said, yeah, I thought I went, you know, got pretty close to that. Jock Gologgoli clocked the last 600. 33.25. Corey was astounded. He said, no, that can't be right. And then that Jock said, yeah, 33.25, the last 600.
You reckon Jock got it right?
No, Jock climbed in there every morning. He keeps sending me photos of Graf working and Leroy Romaine there. He's been there longer than the turf.
Yeah, no, he has. Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Enjoy the day. Glenn Munsey from TAB back in a moment to look at Doomben.
Sydney's Everest Carnival. 6 weeks of world-class racing.
Here we go for the Everest. The lights on. To the big roar of the crowd, they're off and racing.
The world's richest race, the Everest.
Vega Magic Bray Smash running on, then Chula, but Red Zell, he's home in the Everest. Red Zell leads all the way.
The countdown is on to October 13. Sydney's Everest Carnival on Sky Sports Radio.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of NRL in the run to the 2018 finals. There's latest club news, expert analysis, in-depth features and statistics, and exclusive columns from the game's biggest stars, and something for even the youngest rugby league fans. Big League is your most trusted source of rugby league information, and after 99 years, we're still the only place to find official team lists for every grade. Grab this week's copy of Big League Magazine, on sale now at news agencies, supermarkets and NRL games.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stomps to the lead, Fancy the Race is the second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. The last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Nobody has your back like family. So you know Penrith Mazda will look after you. Get the Mazda 3 Neo Sport, the car of choice. Drive away from just $21,490 and get 3 years, 45,000-kilometre free servicing on selected BT50 models. Plus, all new Mazdas get 5 years unlimited kilometre warranty. Penrith Mazda, your 2017 Mazda master dealer. Family owned and operated at Mulgoa Road, Penrith. MD18808.
The National Racing Service has all the spring racing covered.
It is Racing HQ. Time to look at Doomben Racing. Fine and a good four. The penetrometer 5.2 and the rails at 2 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 4 and 7. Race 3, 9 and 11. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, 1, 5 and 7. Race 6, the scratchings are 2, 10, 11, 14, 15 and 18. Race 7, number 4. Race 8, 9 and 14. And race 9, the scratchings are 4, 6, 9, 13, 14, 17, 18 and 20. That's the scratchings. Good morning, Michael Maxworthy.
Good morning to you, Andrew. We've got a beautiful day here for our nine-race card at Durban. The weather absolutely spot on today, and we're on a good surface. The rail's just gone out a little bit, a couple of metres on last week, and this track 7 days ago played beautifully. There was no bias at all.
All right, let's have a look at them. The first race at 11:47 this morning. One Baccarat Baby is the favourite at 3:10 over six Trooper Kelly at $4.
Yeah, it's a tricky little race, the six of these three-year-olds going over 1,600 metres. I think the tempo is crucial to the chances of the favourite, Baccarat Baby, who's going for five wins on the trot. The four victories this time in have been good, but there hasn't been much depth to them at all. And she's got 59 kilos on her back and will need luck in running. So I'm going to go the way of the five here, Red Dalton. Now, her last four starts compared to Baccarat Baby, she's been beaten, but hasn't been beaten far by the winner in what I think have been stronger races. So we'll go with Red Dalton with a 4-kilo advantage over Baccarat Baby. 5 to beat 1, then 6 Trooper Kelly and number 2 A Leach. 5-1-6-2.
5-1-6-2 in the opener. Race 2 with Tab Fixed Odds here at Doomben. Number 2, Exoterics, the favourite. Glenn Collis takes the ride at $2.90. 1 Outraged at $4.60. And 8 Sir Barnabas at $5.50.
Here, another of these long-distance races that seem to turn up a different winner every week. And this is a little tricky in that there's only one leader in the race, and that's Cubis. And he might get away with some cheap sectionals. All of the others are relying on a bit of tempo, and I don't know that they're going to get it here. I was hoping that Chris Waller would have Rakik in because I thought he might be able to sit reasonably handy and win, but he's been withdrawn. So I'll take the punt on number one, Outraged. I think it's terrific that Kelly Sweet is using Clayton Gallagher, a good, strong, 3-kilo claiming apprentice. And with two scratchings, we're back to eight. He'll probably settle at the tail, but should be close enough to wind up in the home straight. So I've got him on top, Outraged. He had no luck last start at the Sunny Coast. He should have just about won, but nothing worked out for him. I've got him in on top of number two, Exoteric. Now, he was also in that Sunny Coast race that Outrage finished third in. Exoteric was sixth, not beaten that far behind Outrage. The difference was Outrage was, he was unlucky in that he had such a tough run, but Exoteric couldn't get clear late. So I'm tipping there's not much between these two, but I'm just giving the edge to Outrage, the one over the two Exoteric. Then number eight, Sir Barnabas, the lightly raced four-year-old who's got solid fighting kiddo form, and then five, Chatelard. I thought he'd trial well on Tuesday for Chris Waller. 1, 2, 8 and 5.
1, 2, 8 and 5 there to race 3. And Freddie Foxtrot, number 8, is the favourite at $3. 3 Jungleized up there for Brad Widdop and Jade Sky. It's at $3.80. And 6, the Mechanic, is at $4.80.
Mechanic's flying. He's going for four wins on the trot, but he's drawn a bit of an awkward gate and he gives them a start, so it could get ugly. He overcame a bit of ugliness last start at Ipswich. It looked really bad for him, but halfway down the straight, Jeff Lloyd managed to get the split on him and he got up and won. So he's relying on things to go his way, whereas the two speedsters, Freddie Foxtrot and Jungle Eyes, they'll probably be able to offset that awkward alleys and control the tempo. At least that's how I'm hoping it works out. We've got Jungle Eyes drawn just inside of Freddie Foxtrot, but I think when push comes to shove in the straight, I think Freddie might be able to go on and win it. He only had the one start last prep, and that was by Champagne Cuddles. He did the chasing. YPO led at a frenetic gallop. He did the chasing, wilted late, but still I thought to hold on and run fifth was a terrific performance. So Freddie on top for me. I love this horse. To beat number 4, Super Suave, who gets the gun run. 6, the Mechanic, and then number 3, Jungleized. 8, 4, 6 and 3.
To race number 4, this is over the 1,200 metres, and Dale Smith rides Tavesky, number 5. It's at $2.30. 2 Nikanova is currently at $3.60, and Kenny Essen up there for Desley Forster now, number 1, is at $5. Just checking the flux here on the favourite with Tab Fixed Odds. It's open 230. Hasn't been a lot of movement. It stayed at that price.
Yeah, he's in great form, Tversky. Three starts this time and three wins. And I think he can win again. Darktown Strutter is stepping up to 1,200 metres. There is a distance doubt on her. A few speed maps have got her leading, but I reckon she might take the trail. And if that happens, Tversky should be able to ping to the lead and control the tempo. The beauty is where Dale Smith's drawn on Tversky, he can jump out of the gates and have a look at Jeff Lloyd to see if Jeff wants the lead. I reckon if Jeff does, Dale will be happy to let him go and sit outside Darktown Strutter. No matter what happens, I think Smith on Tversky holds the upper hand here. I think he'll win again. To beat number two, Nicanova is a class horse, we know. It's been about 6 weeks since he's raced. I believe he just had a slight setback. Number one, Canny Essen, great run first up for Des Forster 6 weeks ago. But his record second up is not flash, so I'm just going to watch him again today and then Rado. 5-2-1-3.
5-2-1-3 there. To race number 5, Miss Quaintly for David Van Dyke. Number 15, the favourite at 3.10 at the moment. 4 Stella Victoria is at 4.20. And Francisca here, number 9, currently at $6.
I've got an idea. Jeff Lloyd may have had the choice here between the top two in the market. And we know he's got an allegiance with the David Van Dyke stable. But he's not on Miss Quaintly. McGilvray's on Miss Quaintly, and Lloyd's on Stella Victoria, whom he won on first up. I'm going to take that as a guide, and I just loved her victory. She trialled beautifully for Robert Heath at Stella Victoria. She took that to Ipswich at the midweek. She had 60 kilos. She was 5 and 6 wide and powered through the line. So I'm with her, number 14. To beat 15, Miss Quaintly, a lightly raced, the just-turned 3-year-old filly on the way up, and there's been good solid support for her. Number 9, Francisca, she was a little bit stiff last start. She was flat-footed coming towards the bend, but she rattled late. And then I've got number 6 in the mix here, Umberto. Needs a bit of luck in running. If he gets it, he can charge to the line. 14, though, Stella Victoria, over 15, 9 and 6.
To race number 6, and Goldfinch is up there. It goes pretty quick, this one, Maxie. Number 9, it's a $2.90 off a soft draw. Bold Zavi, number 5, is at $4.80. And number 3, Boncho, the next one, at $8.
A bit of New South Wales interest here with Goldfinch and also Pedway, owned by George Aldabonte. She's now with Kelly Sweeter, or he is Pedway. And he could be a little bit of a thorn in the side of Goldfinch. Originally, I thought she'd just scoot to the lead and win, but I thought that Pedway would scratch from that gate because they usually can't win from gate number 12 over the 1,050. I reckon one or two a year. Win from double figures here over the 1,050. But Pedway's got high speed, and it might be that he forces some pace out wide. Nevertheless, I love the way Goldfinch has been trialling at Warwick Farm, won two recent trials with a head on her chest. So she'll cross straight to the lead here, and I just hope she gets it cheap for the first couple of hundred. To beat number 1, Saipan, he'll smoke the pipe back 4/5 the fence, and he can stay on and pick up some of the money. Definitely 3, Boncho, and then number 6, High Cost. He likes it here, and he's at a decent price. 9, 1, 3, and 6.
That race at 2.42. We move to race 7 at Doomben, and Brian Smith's horse, Order Again, number 3, the favourite at $2.10. 6 prior ties at the moment, $2.90. And 1 Show of Stars being sent up there by Bjorn Baker. It's currently at $5, and it's been $5.50 into 5 this morning. Order Again. Got to a low of $2 an hour ago, Maxie, but right now $2.10.
I think it's between those two, Order Again and Show a Star. I can see why money's coming for Show a Star, because we know this guy likes to lead. And a little bit of the tempo has come out of it this morning with the scratching of Stella Ombra. So speed-wise, we're looking at Show a Star. And I think Belladira, they wanted to ride quietly, changed tactics last time. Didn't really work, so they might go back to the old style and push forward. Nevertheless, I can't see a lot of tempo. That might give Show a Star a good kick here. Having said all of that, I've been a massive fan of Order Again. A bit disappointed with him last start when he wanted to lay it badly, but still the run was tip-top considering the sectionals were totally against him and the horse that beat him had an 8-kilo weight advantage prioritised. Today prioritises but a 5-kilo advantage over Order Again, who drops from 59 to 57, so I reckon he'll pick them up in the straight. 3 to beat, 1 Show a Star. He'll give them something to think about turning. 6 Prioritise and then number 8 Veladero, 3168.
To the second last race, 8 at Doomben. Toby Edmonds has Reach for Heaven, number 8, the favourite at $3.50. The regular Courts of Kings there, number 2 at $4.40. And then out to 4, Old Habits at $8.50.
Yeah, I think it's a win, Reach for Heaven. I love his run at the coast for Toby Edmonds. His two runs in Sydney were good. That good run at the coast went back and wide. Today, he gets plenty of tempo, plenty of pressure on up front, and from the good gate, Ryan Maloney, well, just, I reckon he'll be giggling on Reach for Heaven. You've got Courts of King, Lucky Meteor, Arena Salon, Backslapper, all injecting some pressure into the race. I think Reach for Heaven will finish over the top of them. To beat number 2, Courts of King, he's going great guns at the moment. 3, Lucky Meteor, I think at the big price will give us a sight. I think he leads. And then number 4, Old Habits from back in the field. 8, 2, 3 and 4.
8, 2, 3 and 4 in the second last. The last at Doomben, checking the ones in the market here with Tab Fixed Odds. Number 12, Tedder Avenue at $3.60. 7, Foxy Affair currently at 5. And number 11, Red Colour at $6.
It's a bit of a raffle this last race. Big field reduced to 12 runners, but still it's a wide open affair. And I went looking for one at double figure odds in number 15, God's Own Girl. Got a bit of an awkward gait, but I know she's more than up to benchmark 70 standard, and she likes it here at Doomben. Now, she led last start. That was out of character. It's just the way the race worked out. I'm sure she'll sit back about 5th, 6th, 7th here, let the speed go, and all she'll need is a touch of luck. And I reckon at the price, she can run top 3. To beat number 7, Foxy Affair, he maps beautifully here. This is a slight step up in grade for him, though, on his last start win. Then number 11, Red Colour, bit of pressure's come out of it. She might lead and be hard to catch here. And then number 12, Tedder Avenue. She's going great guns. She jumped up from 14 to 18 without any problems. She's back to the 16 today, bit of an awkward gate. But it's onwards and upwards for Tedder Avenue. Good race to finish with. Wide open market, but I'm 15, 7, 11 and 12.
Righto. Good, keen racing up there. A lot of Sydney interest. Have you got a good best bet?
Yeah, well, I've got the Sydney Mare, 6-9 Goldfinch for Steve Englebrett and Deanne Pena. And the other one we're going to throw in as well is the ex-New South Wales Galloper now with Toby Evans, 8-8 Reach for Heaven.
Reach for Heaven, race 8, number 8. All right, mate, enjoy your day up there. Back plenty of winners.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Maxie. Michael Maxworthy looking at Doomben. Fine day up there, 29 degrees, and the first race at 11.47 this morning. We go to the Newcastle program. Of course, it's day 2 after a terrific cup day yesterday. They put 6 mil of water on the track yesterday. It's a good 4. The rail's out 2 metres from the 800 to the 400 and through the remainder. Race 1, take out number 5. Race 2, number 5. The third, 1, 13 and 14 are out. Race 4, the scratchings are 4, 6, 7, 10, 11, 13, 14 and 15. Race 5, 2, 3, 4, 6, 11, 14 and 16. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 12. And race 8, 4, 6, 10 and 16. One rider there, race 5, number 17, St. Bart's, is Jeff Penza. 5:17, Jeff Penza. And Gary Harley, I reckon, slept in the committee room. Morning to you, Gaz.
Well, I may as well have. I've been down in Newcastle every day this week, Andrew, from up, you know, in the Hunter. But, it's been a wonderful week and a wonderful day. As you'd imagine, I've probably been to 50-plus Newcastle Cup carnivals, but that was one of the best, particularly in the modern day, no doubt about that. Track was great, all the top jocks were saying how great the track was. Mate, we're 22 degrees as I speak to you now. I'm not quite there yet, but it's supposed to get to 31, so we're going to get a taste of summer today, but back to 16 tomorrow. It's funny weather.
Yeah, no, it's certainly cool. As we learned down in Melbourne, it went from 14 to 9 at 9 o'clock. So they've got the change through there. All right, let's launch into the mate time on the wing in the first. Handspun number 6, the favourite at $2 over Oyster Bar at $3.10.
He's had a few chances, Oyster Bar, or she has. He's the mayor of the Snow, 4 starts for 2 seconds. I'd forget the last run at Hawkesbury when she led. She'd never run the 1100. there, but prior to that, she ran second behind a very fast horse, Omar, at Kembla, got beat two lengths. There's only five runners here. He'll jump and run for Mitchell Bell. Number six, Handspun, the favourite. He's a Godolphin horse. He trialled okay. Got beat a hell of a long way on the trial, but Maggie won that trial by about 8 or 10 lengths. But he was never allowed to do anything in the trial. He was hard held. He's second pick. Three, Captain Courageous, trialled okay. And number four, Bucket Beauty, 1-6-3-4.
To race number two, a class two, El Bandito here for Alan Denham. Number two, $1.45 at the moment. One La Renanard at $3.80, and then it's out to $10 for Sweetest Eyes. And checking the flux on these two here with Tab Fixed Odds, El Bandito's been $1.45, got to $1.40 this morning, but back out to $1.45, and there's really been no change with the top weight.
He's a very smart horse. But I'll tell you a little bit about him. Matty Dale had him at Canberra. He, all three runs that he's had were for Matt. He won a maiden at Wagga by 7 lengths. He went to Goulburn into a class one and won nearly three. Tommy Berry rode him both times. Canberra, January 8th. He was beaten as a $1.30 favourite. He's obviously broken down, Andrew, because he hasn't run since January.
Mm.
And prior to that, he'd had about 7 or 8 months off in between runs. So he's obviously got problems. But he's with Alan Denham. He's owned by long-time clients of Alan. And Alan had the mother, Red Feather. She was a flyer, and she throws very fast horses. And I certainly wouldn't be backing anything to beat this horse on his recent trial behind Farras. He's at the right price, $1.40, whatever he is. La Renard for Bjorn Baker, two good places lately. Thought it was the danger. Number three, Sweetest Eyes, looking for a hat trick. The Matty Spit, good wins at Musselbrook and Kembla. And number eight, Calamity Mode, 2-1-3-8.
2-1-3-8 in the second. Race three at Newcastle. Righteousness, number nine, the favourite at $1.95. Okanoni, number six, at $3. And again, they dominated. The nine over the six, the next best on Angel's Wings at $11.
Yeah, I think the bookies have got it right. Righteousness has run second the other day at Hawks, moved on Dylan's Rome, and it was only just beat on the speed all the way. Had a chance, but went okay. Now, before that, it went to the trial, and then back on the 4th of August, before that trial, it run second at Kembla. Didn't go too bad. It was only beaten a length. Poor start to win in 2 seconds. In a good stable with Mark Newnham. So You Think, Mayor, I think she'd be hard to beat here. He's been building up for a while though, with Orakadui, the Kiwi horse, trained now by Terry Croft at Hawkesbury. He run third the other day there in the race. Righteousness run second. He only finished right on the backside of Righteousness. He was slow out, and he hung at the top of the straight. He ran on really strong. He's a big danger. Not much between them. Number 11, High Flight's got a mind of her own, but she's got a ton of ability. And at big odds, she could certainly run into a place. And number 8, Hold All Tickets. 9-6-11-8.
9-6-11-8 there. To race 4 at Broadmeadow. Cappermore, number 1, is the favourite at the moment at $2.50. I say at the moment because Lucky Helmet is only 10 cents behind at $2.60. And Taparo, number 9, for Gay and Adrian at $3.60.
My best bet of the day, Lucky Helmet. John O'Shea's got it. I saw her at Wyong first up recently. She's only had a couple of runs. And she runs second to a smart horse of David Fife and Prophet Spum. Got beat about a length and a half. She hung near the home turn, and they can do that at Wild. She'll love this big track here. Had a good talk to John there, and John said to me, she'll want further than the 1,200 a day, and even probably further than the next run. But 1,400 on the big track here, I think you'll find this filly will be hard to beat. I made her the bet of the day. Cappermore. Run fourth last start, that was at Hawkesbury. Got beat about 5 lengths. Got back to last. Chase, okay, but it got beat too far for me to put it on top of Lady Helmet. Run second at Kembla prior to that. Number 9 to Pario. Doesn't go too bad. Gay and Adrian have got this at Barrier 1. Rory Hutchings, for number 12, First Pirouette, 5-1-9 and 12.
To race 5 at Newcastle, number 1, Given Time at $2.60 is the favourite. Number 7, Castel Sant'Angelo at $4.20, and Shuson, number 9, at $4.80 at the moment.
Do you know who one of the owners of Given Time is, don't you? The one and only Nick Quinn.
Oh, Quinny's in this one with OTI Racing. Yeah.
He's in it, yeah. Mate, he's been knocking on the tour. Two good seconds lately at Newcastle. He was outclassed by that Japanese horse, Wild Impact, the Deep Impact, a horse here last start. The other could beat a length and a half, but he had the drop on him, but Wild Impact's a very smart horse. So I think today's the day. Number 7 for second, Chris Waller's got him, by the way. The first start at Castel Sant'Angelo are going Adrian. Trial nicely. Thought it had run well. 9 Chiefs on for Mark Newnham. First up run good. And number 8, Reeves Regent. Trialed all right. 1, 7, 9 and 8.
Race number 6, a benchmark 70. Number 3, Sir Jin, is there for Paul Perry. Favourite at $3.50. Mollified, number 6, at $4.60. And number 2, Marathon, also for Paul Perry at $5.
If she found the best ball, Andrew, Mollified, she'd beat these. Gerald's got her. She had 2 very good seconds at Warwick Farm in Canterbury, July, August. Beaten 0.8 and 0.2. Don't know what happened to Rose Hill. I know they were 10 grades better than this. All too soon beat her there on that Saturday. And she got beat 7-8, mate. So she led, something went wrong. She's a better horse when she don't lead, I'll guarantee you that. And if they just drop her in behind them, she's got a tricky draw. But I'll tell you what happened to Rose Hill. I have got it written here. She got galloped on. That's why she got beat so far last start. Number 11, Derby's Blue Girl at Big Otts. Round double figures, barrier 1, 3 seconds in a row, no weight on its back, it'll run a race. Surgeon goes good, barrier good for Paul Perry, and Marathon, well, he's won 3 of his last 6. He's been in great form, 6-11, 3-2.
To race 7, Guard of Honour, back on the home track here. Number 1, currently at $3.30. Number 4, Puppet Master, $3.50 and solid at that quote. And 7, Lights, the next best at $5.
You could have rode Guard of Honour with a 64 kilos. Just big one.
Jeez, don't know about that.